Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
CNN, on CBS, Fox News, every radio show I tuned into this morning, and I listened to radio in the background for hours this morning, and then I was on Mancow Muller's syndicated show on Talk Radio Network. He was talking about it. And then I was driving into the office. I heard Judge Napolitano with his syndicated radio show talking about it and saying both the left and right are controlled. The Republicans supported the Patriot Act and the New World Order, and now it's just continuing under Obama. That was the only place I heard that, the only place I heard truth. You know, he is the best guy over at Fox, and I guess that's why they keep him in the basement. You know, people think that when I go on his show, I'm on Fox News. That's Fox Internet. They're kind of doing what we've been doing for the last year. They just started this last few months doing an Internet show, Internet TV. But Judge Napolitano will be joining us coming up in the last hour of the show today. We will also, of course, have Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers with the big meeting coming up on the Lexington Green in Massachusetts, the site of the beginning of the Revolutionary War with all these police and military and famous Navy SEAL captain, people that head up Rolling Thunder, a big mainline move by mainline conservatives to say no to the New World Order. So a big awakening taking place there. He'll be popping in with another update on that. We're going to have open phones, though, for the entirety of this transmission. In fact, I'm going to be taking your phone calls in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And I did Jason Burmes' show last night. I sat in for the full 3 hours, to be technical, 2 hours and 50 minutes. He did the last segment by himself. And we did pretty good. We took about 20, 30 phone calls. I don't know. We're going to do the same thing. I want to hear what happened at the Tea Party events. We've confirmed reports of socialists showing up and screaming and yelling and pushing people and then throwing a backpack into the crowd and saying it was a bomb and running off and police doing nothing. This is confirming that the establishment is trying to start riots. I saw the CNN clip this morning where the reporter was coming up yelling and screaming at people and getting in their faces and shoving on them. I mean, they're really trying to start a fight here. So we want your eyewitness reports on what you witnessed and what you saw. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Very simply, when we come back into the next segment, sometimes it takes me a week or so to analyze something before I really can break down exactly what's happening. And I know exactly what's going on with the Tea Parties, with the In the Fed, with Rick Perry saying Texas may secede yesterday. That is all over the news. Governor Rick Perry, the guy that endorsed Giuliani, the gun control Republican, the open borders Republican, and the guy that went to Bilderberg Group and bragged about it in the Dallas Morning News, the guy that's handing over all the major roads in Texas to foreign companies, even when the legislature votes against it, the guy that said it's the law, you got to take HPV vaccines that kill the girls that take it, many of them. And he turns out he did that knowingly with Merck financing because by ordering the state health departments to make it, quote, mandatory, which is another fraud, that kicks in liability protection and federal funds. So they knew they had a deadly drug. They knew they had something that was going to be worthless. So they dumped it, just like Bayer did with the AIDS-filled vaccines, HIV-filled. Remember that? They just knowingly dumped it on the market and are selling it for $800 for three shots. Anyways, it's all coming up. Stay with us.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Republicans are pretty much in disarray. They the one thing they agree on is that they're warning about the deficits, that there's too much spending, and I think they will be dragged kicking and screaming to any more intervention of the kind Ali is talking about. But they have not yet come up with a compelling alternative, one that has gained popular recognition. So,
teabagging. They got teabagging.
Well, I got the teabagging, but there was an interesting Politico survey was out today that said that, you know, the trust level in the president on economic issues is extremely high. And everybody else in the administration is well below him. But the Republicans are a little below that. So Republicans have got a way. They still haven't found their voice, Anderson. This happens to a minority party after it's lost a couple of bad elections, but they're searching for their voice.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. David Gergen, appreciate it very much. Ali Velshi as well. Thanks very much.
Now, you know, it is not my job to teach people the vocabulary, the nomenclature of high school jokes. But teabagging, and since CNN and MSNBC and every other channel are making fun of Americans protesting against out-of-control government and the police state, we need to tell you what it means. It means that the people that are out protesting and demonstrating are repeatedly engaging basically in oral sex on the testicles. That's what teabagging is. And you know, we don't, this isn't the Howard Stern show. We don't get into these things. I'm not hung up on it. I mean, I don't, you know, one way or the other, my mind isn't even on those subjects. I heard Bill O'Reilly last night freaking out and hyperventilating. Of course, it turns out he's engaged in all this bizarre, really twisted phone sex. The recording transcripts are out there of some really creepy, pervert-sounding stuff, calling up one of his female colleagues. But the issue here is this is unprecedented to have Anderson Cooper, the heir to the Astor fortune. People say, who is the New World Order? It's Anderson Cooper. This guy is the heir to foundations valued in excess of $3 billion, different federal reports have stated. So he doesn't pay taxes. Anderson Cooper, he has tax-free money and family estates all over the country and the world and helicopters. And, you know, the real money is tax-free. They run the show. So to have the heir to the Astor's fortune, who brags he was in the CIA, still is. I mean, it was the East Coast aristocracy that set up the CIA. They brag about it, Princeton and Yale. And this is the ruling class. This is how they carry out their crimes. And he sits up there giggling with David Gergen, the Karl Rove to at least four administrations, who blew up at me and got in my face when I asked about some of the secret homosexual meetings they have. And they're all up there having a big, fun frolic with themselves. Teabagging is generally associated as being more popular in gay sex. And you can watch when I bring up the gay sex to Gergen. He won't deny it. He says, it's none of your business, and starts freaking out on me. And my whole issue is, if these guys like to teabag, that is their own issue. I mean, I'm sorry. Don't call all these families and all of these good Americans and people that are out there losing their jobs. Most people that I've talked to who were at the event said it was working class people who drove in from little towns and cities all across the country to these big events in major cities in Atlanta and New York City and Houston, Texas, and San Antonio, and Los Angeles, and Detroit, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, liberal, conservative. They were all there. And let me lay out the basic facts now. And I've asked Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson to both do articles with their own perspectives on this, but somebody has got to decode this and get the information out to people so they understand what's happening. By the way, Mancal Muller joins us in 15 minutes to give us a quick report. He ran a tea party with 10,000-plus people in attendance. And the media put Democratic council people and others on TV in Chicago saying these are right-wing hate-monger racists. And that's what the MIAC reports and the new federal reports say. You don't like your taxes, you're racist and don't like the black president, Barack Obama. This is what it's boiled down to. The time I caught bribery going on with a white guy paying off black guys to give anti-gun testimony, they were really playing the race card there. He was pimping the black guys out to scare whitey into banning guns in Texas. And I just walk out, he's paying them off, and it came out in the newspaper it was illegal. But it said, but is Alex Jones racist? These are black people. It literally was in the newspaper. So this is the Soviet political correctness, where I don't want to be a slave. Oh, you don't like black people. Excuse me? I didn't say anything about black people. Oh, sure you didn't. But let me state this very, very simply and succinctly exactly what's going on. 9/11 Truth started having, 5 years ago, tea parties from Boston, Massachusetts to Austin, Texas, from San Diego to Kansas City. They're on record, documented, video of them all over the web. Then the Ron Paul revolution didn't want to just go away when Ron Paul lost. They were mad about the bailout 6 months ago. And they had tea parties in D.C., Austin, Texas. I got invited to the one in Austin. I was too busy to go, but I was told there was like 500 people out there. I remember seeing video online. I know the cops were threatening people, saying, don't throw your tea over. You know, all of this is going on. And then we walk into the break room last night during a break, and there's Fox saying, the Ron Paul people are trying to hijack the tea parties. Yeah, that's what the usurpers do. They come in and they accuse you of what they're doing. That's rules for radicals, and that's what they follow. Now, simply and succinctly, don't think of the Republicans and Democrats being opposed to each other. They're part of the ruling elite. They share power in a revolving door, just like the corporate chiefs go into government in one administration and then out of government in the next administration, but back into the think tanks and the corporate system, and then they all just symbiotically pay each other off. One group of CFR trilateralists leaves when Bush goes. Another group comes in. Same crowd. Intermarried. You'll have one brother that's a Democrat, one brother that's a Republican. You'll have Mary Madeline that's the Republican. You'll have her husband that's the Democrat. You know, what's the old saying? One person could eat no fat, one could eat no lean. So in between the two, they lick the platter clean. I forget the exact nursery rhyme. So that's the philosophy, the system. The elite's in control because they're smart. They're slick. They've studied statecraft and history. And so it's simple. You have a real grassroots movement of people that formerly called themselves conservative, libertarian, liberal, breaking the left-right paradigm. Who coined that term? So I realized going back 12 years ago, I said, we got to break this left-right paradigm. We've got to get past the puppets that they keep interchanging, changing horses every time one of them gets tired, the tag team wrestling, the WWF. I've always made that point. Now it's popularized because it's common sense. And that's what's going on here. And I'm tired of watching the sideshow. I'm tired of looking at the pawns, as one caller said. I'm focusing on the major headpieces. I'm focusing on the back line, the king, the queen, the rooks, the knights, the bishops. So the rooks are the castles, for those that don't know. So what's happening? They divide up and go out and occupy the grassroots, but they can't have one monolithic party that does that. Folks would then say, well, we're the other group. So the other group is whichever party's out of power. Right now, the Republicans. The Republicans are in power, warrantless wiretapping, secret arrest, tripling the size of government, trying to reauthorize the assault weapons bill, trying to pass amnesty, warrantless checkpoints, federalization of police. Obama comes in. Everything stays the same, but goes into high gear, not because he's a Democrat or a Republican, but because he's fresh. So they always move fast when they first get in before opposition forms, when everybody's kind of dumbfounded, hoping for change, hoping above hope that everything's okay, when the same elite corporations funded and secreted and dropped Barack Obama on our lawn, just like they dropped out of their filthy bosom Bush on our lawn. And so now you see Rick Perry going off to Bilderberg a year and a half ago. He's in Endgame illegally, selling off the infrastructure, the power plants, the roads, everything to foreign interests, completely criminal. Cheerleading for gun control advocate Rudolph Giuliani for president. And now it's headlines. Rick Perry, Tea Party darling, Rick Perry set to be the guy that's going to run. It isn't going to be Sarah Palin. It isn't going to be any of those people in 2008, folks. I mean, she'll probably be running 2008, 2012. It's going to be Rick Perry. And if they can swing it and get rid of the 22nd Amendment, it's going to be Schwarzenegger with him. Now, you heard it here first. Now, hey, we're going to come back, break down as simply as I can what's really happening with the tea parties that the Astor family head calls teabagging. We'll be right back.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
I know I told you we're going to your calls, and we are. Brian, Bill, Joe, Kurt, Matthew. We just got Mancow Muller. We have his report from the Tea Party they had in Chicago coming up for about 10 minutes in the next segment, and then straight through your calls right into the third hour of the show today. Then we have several guests like Judge Napolitano joining us. But we are back live. Okay, breaking this down simply. Think of it as a block, and that block is split into two, Republican and Democrat. They're bought and paid for by the New World Order. Totally. And that's why the mainstream media, whether it's Fox or CNN, always tries to frame it like a left-wing or a right-wing issue, liberal versus conservative, because then they control both of those phony ideologies. That is, the politicians may claim they're liberal or claim they're conservative, but really it's just corporate expansion of globalist power. And so CNN is just desperate to keep what you call progressives or liberals or anti-Bush people, those that voted for Obama trying to reject war and tyranny and warrantless wiretapping and spying, they're desperate to keep them, this is the key, away from the rest of the American people and vice versa. Fox News is saying, oh, look, the liberals don't want us to have these tea parties. The liberals. When you go to these tea parties, it's filled with people that would call themselves liberals who are against the banker takeover. So it makes it casts the roles where if you're not a Republican, well, then you must be for the bailouts and the banker takeover. But if you're a Republican, you're against the banker takeover and the bailout. And see, that's perfect because it has to be the party out of power that doesn't have the House, the Senate, or the executive. It has to be the party out of power that claims it's anti-New World Order. Because they can't be in power and be anti-New World Order like they were a few years ago, because then they'd have to actually get us out of the New World Order, which is constitutional and popular. See how simple that is, but how complex it is for the public to get it? The Democrats were anti-wiretap, anti-war, anti-police state when they were out of power. Now they're in power, they're all for it. Republicans are out of power, now they're anti-police state, anti-fascism. They're not just calling the liberals communists, now they're calling them fascists, which is more properly, you know, addressed, because they're not liberals. They're command and control corporatists. And so because the Republicans are out of power, they are now trying to rehabilitate themselves off claiming they're populist patriots against the establishment. So now how ridiculous, knowing that, the CNN look, saying we've got dangerous extremists. I've got a CBS News report. We're going to play it later, where they got Morris Dijon saying, yeah, you know, basically these tea parties, all these people, all these groups, right-wing extremists, they're very, very dangerous. Basically, they're cop killers. So remember, there were polls out in October that showed 98-99% Congress, including Republicans and Democrats, were saying they were getting 1,000-1. Barbara Boxer and others. She said, well, I'm getting 1,000-1, but I still got to vote for it. 1,000-1 phone calls. That isn't 1 out of 100. That's 1 out of 999. Now, of course they want to divide us along liberal-conservative. That's the name of the game, divide and conquer. And so people that identify themselves as Democrats go, well, I don't like what the bankers are doing, but if the Republicans are against the bailout, I guess I'm for it. Just like, well, I voted for George Bush, people say. I'm not really for torture and secret arrest and all these wars, but I'm not going to let the liberals win. See, they get you in like a sports team mentality where you're rah-rahing for your team. You get committed to that, and then, oh, you have a political fight, and you go to rallies, and then your candidate wins, and you're not going to take that victory away from me. You're not going to bash Barack Obama, you hardcore right-winger Alex Jones. I get their emails every hour, and they say, you right-wing operative, you're going down. You're just mad Obama won, and you're a racist. And you click on their handle on YouTube or whatever, and then it's a white person calling you a racist. You know, actually, most of the black folks that are commenting are going, yeah, I know what you're saying. He is a liar. He's bought and paid for by the man. But it's these white yuppies committed to this false reality, just like they were committed to Bush. They had associated their personal power. They had psychologically invested in George W. Bush, so it didn't matter what he did for 8 years as he advanced the New World Order's cause. They were for him. And now Obama's in, so they switch sides because now it's kosher because they are the party out of power. They are the party out of power so they can play the part of the good guys. You know, Rick Perry got 39% of the vote in a three-way race. He's probably going to lose his gubernatorial run against Cable A. Hutchinson. So now he's talking about secession in Texas, fighting federal tyranny. And then as soon as he gets popular support, enough to win, he will stab you in the back like he always does. See, same thing. Same thing. So they're desperate to keep the American people away from each other instead of uniting against the globalists. When 99% of us are against the banker takeover, they want to make it a left-right issue. That's it in total.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
Mancow Muller. He's done syndicated TV, syndicated radio, syndicated nationwide right now, and does the number one talk show there in Chicago as well. Two shows a day. Hardworking man in radio. You got to, I guess, in this economy. And, of course, a best-selling author in his own right. I was on his show this morning, and before he put me on, he was ranting, and it was exactly what I was thinking. So I thought, we need to get this guy on because he sees it clearly. I tuned into Fox, CNN, all of them. They're making it a left-right issue. And they're desperate because if you got 99%, 98%, depending on the poll, 1,000-to-1 phone calls, this is so important, folks, because nobody else is saying this, and it's the truth, against the banker takeover, it's a bipartisan scam, then of course the establishment wants to make it left-right to divide everybody instead of us getting past these politicians to the bankers, arresting these people. And the New World Order ends, ladies and gentlemen. That's who runs it. They've openly announced a bank of the world, a world government that we'll be paying our carbon taxes to. There's no more denial. It's all over the news. They're making their move. And then the bizarreness of David Gergen, the Karl Rove to four administrations, giggling about teabagging and people on MSNBC and people on CNN and the heir of the Askers, admitted CIA officer. You didn't know that? Google it. He admits it. Anderson Cooper, you talk about the elite, he's one of them, heading up, you know, these billion-dollar tax-free foundations. And, I mean, if I talked like that or you, if ManCow talked like that, we'd be off the air. But now we have to because it's on CNN, the most vulgar sexual stuff on TV. You know, I never talk like this. This is a serious show, folks. ManCow, so much is going on. You led one of the biggest tea parties in the country. They would call it teabagging parties. This is sickening, claiming everybody's having an orgy. For those that don't know, they were showing children on their father's shoulders saying this on CNN, very perverted. You led 10,000 people in Chicago. You're not a Republican or a Democrat, but they came after you, didn't they?
Well, they did come against me. And by the way, Anderson Cooper, who I saw, I guess it was his boyfriend, holding hands in New York to make this comment. And I, look, I don't care that the guy's gay. I'm a freedom-loving guy. I don't care. But for these kind of comments, and, you know, you remember the Million Man March, how CNN covered it for months. We got to see people leaving their houses. The, you know, Calypso Louis Farrakhan, he was a Calypso artist. Now he's this race-baiting hater. But we got to know him. We got to know all these people. We saw the people on their buses. This huge deal yesterday got no coverage. And then, of course, they had to, I was just, it's just on TV, like, well, while Alex was, introducing me, you know, focus in on the one guy that had the gun, show the picture of Obama with a Hitler mustache. And what they're trying to do here, look, you got to understand something, Alex. You're in Texas, and I dedicated my show today to Texas. I think Texas hit it out of the park, and your governor threatening to step out of the union and everything else to get away from this ridiculousness is awesome. But here in Chicago, it's big business to race bait. And we got the rear end Jesse Jackass, you know, he's made a career of race baiting. Everything is based on skin color. So that's what they tried to do here in Chicago, is they tried to make it a black-white issue. Why didn't you people do this during Bush? Well, we did do it during Bush. But now that we're in, you know, TARP 15, the jobs are disappearing, stores are being boarded up. That's why it's just come to a head now. But they're trying, well, you didn't protest Bush because he was white. That was how the media played it. And then if you're a Christian, or you're anti-abortion, or you want, you want a border to be enforced, or you have a Ron Paul bumper sticker, or you listen to Rush or Savage or whatever, you're on the list, baby. You're on the list, and Obama's acorn brown shirts are coming for you. It's really frightening the way the media covered this.
By the way, ManCow, I'm sure you know this, they actually have a national group. You can't make this stuff up. Called Brown Coats, and they have a chapter in Austin. They actually wear brown shirts. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
So the Obama people, this is not a cliche, folks. This is not satire. I'm not kidding. They actually wear brown shirts now.
I do not want to say what they said, but they were talking about doing harm to the president, and I won't even joke about that on the radio, but I believe some of these people were plants by Acorn. That were yelling some of the more violent things about Obama. Now look, I had a crowd of 10,000, and we didn't hear any of that. These were freedom-loving people that want to get back to the Constitution. They were holding up pictures of Ayn Rand, pictures of, blown-up pictures of, the cover of the book, you know, Atlas Shrugged and Fountainhead. These were great. Kids were taken out of school. I'm hoping that we have some future leaders, some world changers that were there. And I mean, this was a great, wholesome event. And then to see the way the mainstream media covered it, by the way, CBS, okay, shame on CBS, 5 seconds of footage of this 10,000-strong crowd. They took the photograph street level from three blocks away to diminish it, and 5 seconds, and then they went to an unnamed city councilwoman who said, oh, this is just the right-wing agenda. And then the next shot, Alex, was a young African-American woman at the post office screaming because she's getting money. She's happy. She's getting money back from the government. And then the next guy, a white guy, now says, yes, I have to pay money, but you know what? I feel good about it. It's my civic duty. The brainwashing, the propaganda. If you were at the Tea Party, anybody listening to the Alex Jones Show right now, if you were at the Tea Party and then you saw the coverage and you're going to yourself, wait a minute, this doesn't sync up. That's cowboy logic. That's Texas logic. That's common sense. And if you've never seen behind the curtain of how the media works, and I think there was a million people strong that saw it yesterday. I think a lot of eyes were opened yesterday because what we were part of and the way the media covered it are two different things. You got to read between the headlines, folks, to really get to the truth, and you're not going to get it from the mainstream media, and that's the bottom line.
Well, Man Cow, you know that my show especially, I don't get into little sexual stuff and topless dancers and things. I mean, we don't obsess on sex because we see it as a diversion. But, I mean, still, I can't get over the spectacle of Rachel Maddow on MSNBC and Anderson Cooper on show after show laughing and giggling with former presidential advisors about all these families and children cramming sexual genitalia in their mouths.
Yeah, I mean, oh, come on.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, this is really getting insane. I mean, how are they getting away with this?
Well, they're getting away with it because they're CNN. It's the same way that Oprah Winfrey, a couple of blocks of your Harpo Studios, and I look, I like Oprah, but she can say the most vile things. Listen to Jamie Foxx, and your producer can get you the clip. Listen to Jamie Foxx talking about 16-year-old Miley Cyrus. I'm not a fan, but 16-year-old Miley Cyrus, you know, being raped by her father on film as Urban Radio laughs at it. Again, there's a double standard. If you move votes and if you make a difference, you're going to be attacked in America. So it's kind of an honor that I get attacked. If you're doing the simpleton stuff or if you're on the left, you're protected. Does that make sense?
Well, that's like Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl, like you were saying today, stages that wardrobe malfunction, and they come after talk radio.
It makes no sense. Look, Hillary Clinton yesterday, and again, I mean, you just have to, people listening to the radio, if they haven't read the paper or seen TV or heard it on another show, they're going to think that you and I are insane. Hillary Clinton's answer to the pirates is not shoot them. When these scumbags drive up on their little rafts, don't shoot them. Don't kill them. No, no. She says we have to send money to rebuild Somalia. That if they had a nicer place to live, we wouldn't have pirates. I mean, it's just, there's no common sense. There's no rhyme or reason to it, unless you look at the big picture, right? I went to the Louvre in Paris, and if you're up close to the Mona Lisa, you can't really see it, and you got to pull back, and you see the whole picture, and then you go to the back of the room and you see more art, and I think sometimes we're so close to it we don't see what's going on. If you really see what's going on in America, it's frightful. The government is going to own every company. They're going to own. They're going to hire and fire us. We're going to have to petition the government to get a job. We're really headed into dangerous territory here, Alex.
ManCow, fire out your websites.
Oh, it's ManCow.com. Twitter me, ManCow Mueller. It's one word, ManCowMuller. Put them together. And look, I'm not important, but I'm hoping that we will inspire someone, that somebody listening to my voice right now on your show or my show or whatever show will be the world changer and bring some common sense and some freedom back to this country.
Well, I agree with you. Now, ManCow, going back to the type of things that you witnessed, and I was just scanning through television, radio, and seeing what was happening at other Tea Party events around the nation, CBS did a report with Morris Dees demonizing the Tea Parties and connecting them to white supremacists and killers and the rise of extremism. Now this new federal report on the heels of the Mayak report saying returning veterans are the biggest threat. Gun owners buying guns and ammo are the terror threat. People that are against abortion are a terror threat.
Wow.
This seems to have struck a nerve. Finally, this is what I've been screaming for decades. These reports have been coming out no matter what administration it is. Finally, I think people are understanding this whole anti-terror system that's been built is not for little brown men in caves in Central Asia. This is for the American people. What are you hearing from your huge audience?
Well, I mean, it is. I'm not going to say little people like you said, but it is amazing to me that they can do the two-finger swipe to my wife. I had a guy that was making a pass at me the way he was grabbing my my private area. We can be hassled at the airport, but you can't racially profile. You can't, if you see somebody from Saudi Arabia, oh no, they can't stop them. But, because my wife is attractive, they're all over her. They're like Italian waiters and mascots. You ever notice people in mascot costumes feel like they can touch your wife?
Yes.
I mean, that's beside the point. But you can't profile at the airport. No, we can't do that. You can't go into a bad neighborhood and profile bad people because you're a racist. Regardless of if it's a Latino neighborhood or a white neighborhood or a black neighborhood, you're only arresting white people. Yeah, because it's a white neighborhood, idiot. But you can profile returning servicemen because they could be dangerous and they know how to use guns. If you're a Christian, if you're anti-death, if you're anti-abortion, if you're pro border security, you're on the list. So you can profile everyone and anyone if they're not Obama supporters. If you don't want a big federal government, if you believe in states' rights, that's another thing. I know you know this, Alex. If you're a believer in states' rights, and I believe we had a civil war about this, if you're a believer in states' rights, you can be put on the new list.
Oh, no, the new report.
By Homeland Security.
The new report criticizes just the state sovereignty movement, calling for the 10th Amendment, and it attacks the Tea Party groups as well. It's just incredible. I think this is going to backfire big time. But, again, that's what the establishment wants. They want us, Republicans and Democrats, fighting with each other. But I don't see this working, Eric. I don't see this unfolding like they want, because people losing their jobs, people you know, having their businesses boarded up.
The tide is turning.
Exactly.
The tide is turning. People are waking up, and you know, they tried to poo-poo it as a Fox event, as this event, as that event. Look, Michael Steele, do you know who Michael Steele is? The head of the Republicans. Michael Steele was in attendance at my rally yesterday. And they would not, now I didn't see him, but this is what I was told by many people. They would not let him speak. All right? We were not going to let the Republicans take this over. We were not going to let the Democrats take this over. This is not about left-right. And it reminds me of a basic, when I was a kid, I got a little cheap, Blackstone, I think that was his name, magician kit. It's sleight of hand. Hey, look up here, Republican, Democrat. Look up here. Look. In the meantime, as you're looking up, the real deal is happening. So Democrat, Republican, that's all smokescreen. We need to get away from that. This was not about Democrat and Republican. Everybody is sick of paying and paying and paying while Stevie Wonder sings at the White House. Michelle Obama got a new J. Crew sweater. Look at their dog. By the way, did anyone find any irony in it? Was I the only one that found irony in the fact that little Malia, cute little girl, Obama's daughter, said, he can't swim? But it's funny because it was a gift from Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy, who I believe murdered that girl, Ted Kennedy bought the Obamas a water dog that can't swim. Hilarious. But that's the stuff, you know, we're talking about Obama's dog and left and right, and isn't Michelle Obama a great dresser? In the meantime, yeah, our people are hurting. People are losing jobs. Businesses are getting boarded up. It's all smokescreen.
And then if you try to go out and protest it, they have to make it a left-wing, right-wing event.
That's right.
They have to now I've confirmed reports all over the country that Democrats were running in, pushing, hitting people, starting fights. First, they tried to deny that they were sending the White House-funded Acorn in. Then later, Arianna Huffington, with the George Soros money, admitted that they were sending their people in. And so they've been caught red-handed trying to start fights and trying to make this political because, again, they want to keep the American people separated along the lines of race and religion and political party instead of going after these bankers that have committed all these crimes.
You know something, Alex? Keep the dogs fighting. Throw some raw meat on the floor and let them fight. Meanwhile, these people, they sit at the big table and they have a feast. And you and I remember Thanksgiving for years. I was at the kids' table. It was awful. You know, we ate with plastic and styrofoam, and they had beautiful dishes. Look, Obama and the people that control him are sitting at the big table, and they have to keep us fighting on the ground like dogs. Black, white, all of that. I don't care about anybody's skin color, and nobody does, really. Unless they bought into this lie. What I care about is it really is us versus them. It's the patriots. It's people that believe in freedom. Let's protect our borders. You know, all of these jobs we're losing, and we're letting in 134,000-some-odd a month legally. Legally, 134,000 a month come in here. Now, I'm all about legal immigration. You're in Texas.
But Mexico and Latin America are collapsing.
That's our fault, too.
There's 6 billion people want to come here. The lifeboat can't hold that many. Not with the socialist system, because it'll further bankrupt the states. If we were free market, maybe more could come.
I just find it funny that we don't have any jobs, yet we have space for everybody else from everywhere else. And how dare the head of Mexico yesterday, the president of Mexico, blaming America on their violence. Mexico has resources and beauty and manpower, and how dare they blame us? It is a corrupt government. And the people have not done their job. The people should have risen up and taken out that corrupt, lousy government. You know, they're so corrupt. And now the answer is, it's like Hillary building up Somalia to fight pirates. It's like them going after radio because of Janet Jackson's breast. Now they're going after legal gun manufacturers in America because of the violence in Mexico. It's so insulting.
Well, Mancow, Mexico knows their people do try to rise up, and the military machine guns them. They've had a total gun ban there for hundreds of years since it was a colony of Spain, and now they've called for our guns to be banned because they've got a prohibition on the right to defend themselves, and their phony drug war. A big Harvard professor came out with the science and said, decriminalize drugs, all this will stop.
There you go. Look, I'm a libertarian. I'm a freedom lover. And, if two dudes want to sleep together, none of my business. If somebody wants to smoke a joint, none of my business. Why is our government involved with any of this? It's outrageous.
Hey, Mancow, I know you just hit five hours, two different radio shows of your own. Do five more minutes on the other side with me.
All right, quick
3-minute break, because I want to come back and ask you what you see in your crystal ball looking out into the future, how you see this shaking out, and a lot more. And then, folks, I promise, wide open phones for the next 3 hours, and then Judge Napolitano.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean.
Okay, we're talking to Eric Mueller, better known as Mancow Mueller.
Like ours, and your breath is hard,
Eric,
as kerosene.
You know, there are times in history when more happens in just a few years than happened in the previous 100 politically. That's what the sociologists and political scientists say, and history certainly shows that. All of this is converging towards a head. What is, I mean, I knew Obama was going to be New World Order. He was bought and paid for by his handlers. And I knew that especially the white liberals, black folks, and others who really believed in him and were rightfully thought they were rejecting the bad policies of Bush, I was worried that once they got betrayed, they would just commit to him no matter what he did because they'd personally invested, you know, their identity with him. And then that would actually create a massive racial divide, not because there was a racial divide on the side of people that didn't vote for Obama, but because the other side is going to make it that way. And you have government coming after the people, clearly trying to set up a police state. Where do you see this going? How do you see this unfolding?
Well, look, I was there when he was elected president, Grant Park, Chicago. A lot of mouth breathers. I will tell you that 1.5 million people were at the inauguration. Only 14 people missed work. His followers really believe they never have to work again. Where are we headed? God is going to be removed from our money. We're going to see more attacks on God. And when I say God, I'm talking about Christians. Government-insured bonds are going to be gone. Gold is going to skyrocket if you can get it. We're going to see more mass killings because it serves their purpose. They encourage it because they want to take our guns. You'll see Israel nuked. That'll give us more reason to go back into the Mideast even stronger. Runaway inflation is coming. You can't keep printing money like they're printing it. It has to happen. You're going to see a six-day week, an 11-month year for kids because Obama wants to brainwash them into Obama's army. The government in general wants them to be good little followers. You're going to see complete control of the Internet. They're going to do this under the guise of the children, the children, the children. But I want to say this. Times are going to get tough, but people are waking up, and I want people to remember this. No matter what I've said and no matter what Alex has said, this is me speaking, my opinion. We may have 1,000 years of tribulation, but you must always remember good wins. Good wins. Don't give up the fight. You may be messed up from the floor up right now, but your best days are ahead of you, and I still believe the best days are ahead for America. This is going to wake us up. We're going through a pruning. We're going through a tough time, but I believe freedom wins and good wins. And folks, keep up the good fight.
Well, I agree with you, and I see the left-right paradigm finally dying and the people coming together, and I do see a lot of Obamanoids waking up a lot quicker than some of the Bush zombies were. And so I don't see things going well for the globalists, but it's kind of like the immovable object meets the unstoppable force. It's like two freight trains going 100 miles an hour apiece, head on the same rail line. When do you see that collision really hitting its flashpoint?
Well, it is happening, isn't it? Aren't the trains rushing towards each other right now?
Yes.
Aren't we having the big party as the train goes off the cliff? Look, you know, you're a married man. Has your wife had a problem? I mean, a lot of my friends, their wives have problems with credit cards. How do I say this? If you go crazy with your credit card, is the answer to spend more money? Here, honey, spend more money. It doesn't work. It has to give. This house of cards, something has to give. Now, those of us who do not define ourselves by money, who do not define ourselves by the Prada jacket or the Starbucks coffee cup in our hands. See, look at me, I got Starbucks. Those of us who know the truth, these are good times for us. If you're defined by your quality of character, these are good days. So I think a lot of us are going to be fine, but I think it's happening right now, Alex.
Yeah, we can't give up our passion for fortune because the fortune that lies there is slavery. ManCow, fire out the website.
It's mancow.com.
All right.
M-A-N-C-O-W.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, it's hour number two. We got Stuart Rhodes popping up in an hour and a half to give us an update on Oath Keepers. Masses of military and police saying they won't carry out the New World Order against the American people. That's why all these federal secret reports state their biggest threat is the military. And they don't want to put it in the reports, but I've confirmed in some of the secret reports, police. That's right. They don't. You won't take the guns. You won't put people in FEMA camps. Well, you're the enemy. So we'll be breaking that down. We've got Judge Napolitano joining us for 30 minutes in the fourth hour today. Andrew Napolitano will be popping in. All right, here's the deal. I got a ton of news, huge breaking news on the federal MIAC reports and others. Big developments, but I'm not going to that right now. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Got a bunch of economic news, bunch of 9/11 news, but right now, let's start going to your calls. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, I got some news here. Gerald Celente, he's about ready to get another feather in his cap. I don't know if you're aware of it, but it says General Growth files bankruptcy. They have more than 200 malls in the U.S. files for Chapter 11 today.
Yeah, I know. He said you're going to start having, we've been saying that for 2 years, all the big real estate companies going bankrupt. And then it's just going to get worse and worse, all by design.
The other thing was, I've been calling Glenn Beck because he's a shill. And I'm saying, you know, I'm basically trying to bait him to come out. Why don't you mention the illegal Federal Reserve? The Fox News, you know, mad cow's right. We all got to come together. No Republican, no Democrat, just Americans.
Well, that's the key. You know, the Republicans are out of power right now. We've got to do an article on this to explain it. It's very simple, but folks don't seem to understand. The Republicans are out of power right now, so they can act like they're the opposition. Then they absorb all the real grassroots opposition, so it never actually changes the status quo. The status quo is imploding economy, New World Order police state takeover, attacks on the family, endless wars, everything else that's happening. Absolutely, we have got to shatter the left-right paradigm and do it now.
The American people, we're basically animal farm, and I don't know if you remember the book about the dogs that they took as puppies and they trained them, you know, the pigs trained the dogs.
Yeah, that's the children, that's the police state thugs, enforcers. Yeah, no, that's the whole thing is based on a Stalinistic system.
The way we're growing up into now, I mean, the people are, we can't read the commandments on the wall because we're getting dumbed down.
And there's another one. You notice there's the big, giant, powerful Clydesdale stallion, and he does all the work. He supports the pigs, and they're demanding more, more, more. They've moved into the house because the humans have left. First they said four legs good, two legs bad. Then they said, four legs good, two legs good too, because the pigs are now walking upright. And then the stallion pulls a muscle, and they load him up and sell him to a glue truck to take him away. And, you know, that's what they do to the military and the police when they're done with them.
Yep.
That's exactly. And so here's the stallions doing all the work, killing the Iraqis, enslaving, believing all the fake right-wing propaganda. And they come home like the stallion and the pigs load them right on the glue truck.
It's really weird you say that because that's Boxer. And it's like Boxer, his saying was Napoleon is always right. And Napoleon in this day is Obama. Obama's always right.
And you're going to find out when you lose everything. But see, as things get worse and worse, as they lose more and more of their houses in life, Obama will be up there saying, I know it's tough. I know it's sad. Just give me more power and I'll fix it. And then when they're done with him, they'll pull down Napoleon and they'll put up another little piggy. This time he'll be right wing and people will be so sick of the tyranny of the last 4 to 8 years, they'll do whatever the new pig says, because the new pig will claim he's fighting the old pig, when they're all pigs. They came out of the same sow's womb, and they suck off our udders.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we attack Barack Obama from a fake Republican right-wing perspective, all we do is drive people back into that false paradigm, back into the support of the other controlled party that is out of power right now, that is posing as the opposition. Then in 4 to 8 years, they will springboard right back into power, and this bait and switch will continue on and on and on like Groundhog Day. That's why the Obama deception, my new film, is so important. In the first 5 minutes, it shatters the left-right paradigm and shows you who the real elites are and what their real policies, agendas, and goals are. And then when you have that information, you're awake. The film is designed to wake people up. It's designed to create a renaissance of understanding to get back to real issues of liberty versus tyranny. I cannot stress enough how important it is to show it to Obama supporters and Republican supporters. It will deprogram them all. It's made for everybody. That's why the media loves to reaffirm the left-right paradigm. They just over and over again. Fox says, we're right-wing. We're out here at the tea parties. It's right-wing. CNN and MSNBC says, it's a bunch of right-wingers. They want to hurt the liberals. Again, just dumbing it down, dividing the American people against each other when offshore private banks are looting us. It'd be like if pirates had taken over our ship, and you got five or six pirates on deck with a ship of 100 people, and they've kind of promised two different groups of people different things if they'll go along with the pirates. And then the pirates always play the mass of people off against each other, the 100 people that they're holding captive. Why not throw the pirates overboard? No, but see, the pirates know how to turn it into a big theater, a big pageant of, you know, which pirate leader do you like? And, oh, this pirate leader cares more about you, and this group of people on deck are against them because they want to get more of the grog and more of the hardtack and more of the gold. And it just goes on and on and on how they play games with us. Let's go ahead and go to Bill in Australia. Bill, you're on the air.
Hi. Okay, Alex, I'm calling up because of some information that I came into contact with basically about a fortnight ago. And if I could just run through a few articles which leads up to this information and what it's in regards to. It has to do with the PanVax vaccine, which is only to be used in the event of a pandemic, H5N1 avian flu virus. Now, this goes back to 2005. There's an article called Bird Flu Pandemic Threat Being Ignored. And in this article, the important thing is Kevin Rudd is speaking basically of the risks of a pandemic virus and that it's a national security risk and the public needs to do more. And this is in 2005. So then going to 2005 in November, there are egg producers in Esperance. And Esperance is along Western Australia and down the southern end of Australia, basically. And they're talking about the risk of migratory birds possibly carrying the avian flu. And they're saying that they're prepared and they're not too worried about it. And this is in 2005. And then you come to 2007, in January, CSL releases a media release, and it's in regards to the announcement for the PanVax vaccine. They've done clinical trials, and they're ready to register the actual
And so right as the vaccine's ready, they say it's about to break out, and you got to take it, and they're doing vaccine trials all over the world, killing people, and it's admitted they're dying, and they're now admitting Baxter admits AP, contaminated seasonal flu product, contained live bird flu virus. And I was sitting there pumping gas this morning. Let me tell the story, and I'll get to the punchline. I'm sitting there pumping gas, and I see this father next to me in a truck, and he's pumping gas, and he's got his little baby daughter in the back seat of the truck. It's a double cab, and I'm sitting there pumping gas, looking at his little probably 9-month-old daughter giggling and smiling at him. And he kept giggling and, you know, looking back at the gas he was pumping and looking back at her playing peekaboo. And I said, "Is that your first baby?" And I said, "Because I can sure tell you're excited." And he goes, "Yeah, it's my first." And I said, "Well, did you ever notice how the media implied it was horrible having children, but isn't it wonderful?" And he said, "Yeah, the media really does say that, but it's the best thing in my life." And I said, "Yeah, well, look into not giving her vaccines." And he just looks at me and he goes, real arrogantly, "Well, my wife's a pediatrician and she really thinks they're great." And you could tell this guy kind of doesn't wear the pants. And I said, I was thinking, she's the high priest. She's the new priest class. I understand. I'm just an unwashed person down here. But I said to him nicely, I said, a few decades ago, it was 5 vaccines they pushed. Now it's over 50. And they say in 2 years, it's going to be over 100. I said, a lot of these are hurting people. I said, you need to think about that. And he said, yeah, I guess you got a point there. But, most of them are good. And I said, okay. I said, well, in your heart that it's wrong. And I said, so just think about your daughter. And I got in my car and drove off. And, I didn't want to talk to that guy. I didn't want to try to put him in his place. I didn't want to try to act uppity to him. I didn't want to actually talk to him. I'm a private person. But I had a responsibility, because I know he loves his daughter, to try to warn him and to protect that innocent from that bioweapon attack. But his wife is this compartmentalized lower guild priest who's brainwashed, doesn't know about Tuskegee, doesn't know about atomic soldiers, doesn't know about them radiating foster kids, doesn't know about everybody dropping dead from the vaccines, or if they do, they rationalize it. And there's a good chance it's going to end up messing his daughter up. They'll wonder why she dies at 35 of cancer, or they'll wonder why she ends up being mildly retarded, or they'll wonder, and then they're so committed to their lie, though, and that mother who's on a power trip, that she's the high priest, she's a priest class doctor. She won't even care. They'll stick their daughter in a grave before they care, before they admit they're wrong, probably. And I tried my best to reach out to them, but sorry, go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. And just on that issue, I have two very good friends, and they've both recently had children for the first time, and one decided to get the vaccines, and one has refused to get the vaccines. And the one that refused to get the vaccines still had to authorize administration for one vaccine. It was called the K vaccine. Now, that K vaccine was basically forced onto that child. It had no choice. It had to get this vaccine. But the other ones, apparently he has a choice in the matter. That is another issue I'd like to bring up with you on another day, actually, because that's something I'm monitoring and doing research on.
Yeah, actually, that's vitamin K, and that's not the law either. That's a blood clotting agent, as if our design isn't the way we're supposed to be designed. That's so when they prick them and stick them and jab them, you know, they don't. The child doesn't bleed to death. But it's just a nightmare. Okay, finish up your bird flu situation.
All right. Yeah. Well, basically, then in 2007 August, there was a horse flu outbreak, which basically shut down the horse industry, and they had to quarantine the states. So they set up checkpoints and everything, and they were running drills on basically how to get the people ready for the real thing. I think it was a dry run for it, and considering the outbreak actually arose from the quarantine center where it was supposed to be under control.
It always does. Oh, yeah, I saw that about the horse flu. Again, in England, the government released the foot and mouth. They are the terrorists. They don't change their M.O., folks. And I did see that, how the government accidentally released the horse flu, and they accidentally released the foot and mouth, and the White House just accidentally was all on Cipro 3.5 weeks before the anthrax got delivered, and they just care about you. I mean, come on, they're the government. I mean,
now, Alex, here's another key article, and this is very important because it's titled, anyone can search these articles that I have mentioned online and you'll find them. This one's titled, Vaccine Tag Set to Help Minimize Bird Flu Toll, and it's dated September 15, 2007. And it's basically, they're talking about a biomarker which is going to be in the vaccine. And this is quoting the doctors. It says, if a bird is vaccinated or infected, the antibodies are going to be very similar. So you can't clearly differentiate a vaccinated bird from an infected bird. We're adding a biological tag into the vaccine so that you'll know that your birds are vaccinated. That's very important to be able to do because we want to be able to monitor the presence of the virus and how it is spreading through the flocks.
And exactly, and these biological tags they're trying to put in human vaccines, too, are associated with all sorts of cancer and things. You got to finish, though. I got to go to other calls.
Okay, man. Well, then, basically, all that leads up to the CSL then releasing their PanVax media release where it's ready to go, it's been approved, and the virus, the vaccine is only to be used in the event of a pandemic. Now, 2 weeks ago, I received notice from a friend of mine that a family member of his who works at CSL told him that they're very busy and they're taking delivery of 300,000 eggs a day.
Yeah, and that means they're using eggs to incubate the virus.
So when I heard that 300,000 eggs a day, I thought, okay, obviously this is only to be ramped up and the manufacturer is only to be in process when the pandemic is actually released. So
that's normally how it works. Yeah, no. I mean, they train the police that our returning army's about to come back and bomb every city, and then magically the bombs start. I mean, this is how they do it. I appreciate your call. Yeah, the globalists are making their move announcing world government right now. That means they're going to play a bunch of tricks. Stage terror, bird flu, mass shootings. Just get ready. They're coming for you. And if you roll over to them and lend up like Soviet Union or Maoist China or Nazi Germany, remember, the globalists funded all of them. Okay, I said I'd take a lot of calls. I just spent 10 minutes with that caller. Kurt in New York, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
It's more of a personal matter here, but involving some computer I brought over to the FBI with an attorney, and they erased my hard drive. I had some evidence of child pornography on there, and I find it kind of strange that they would deny that anything was there and give me back my computer non-working and tell my attorney.
Well, was this a government official that you'd caught with child porn?
No, it was my wife and involved my daughter.
Well, I mean, was it your? I mean, was it your wife?
My daughter, actually.
I mean, you still married to her?
I'm not officially divorced.
But I mean, was it your daughter in a bathtub or something?
Yeah.
But how? Why was that child pornography?
Why was it child pornography?
Yeah, I mean, people get arrested every day for their, you know, their baby playing in a baby pool or something in the backyard. I mean, are you wanting to get her in the divorce or something? Look, I'll come back to you, but...
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115 and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Kurt, I'm not judging you because I don't know your case, but if it's just your daughter, as I guess, sitting in the bathtub and a mother takes that photo, that's what all parents do. I mean, unless you're just wanting to divorce her and send your wife to prison. Sounds to me like the FBI thought it was ridiculous and did you a favor erasing it. Now, if it was something else, going on, then, man, this is, you know, it's terrible. But, I mean, specifically, what's going on here?
She was licking a penis in the bathtub.
Okay, that's enough. All right, listen, I don't know what to say, sir. There's a lot of craziness going on out there, and I'm here in Texas. You're in New York. And that is just horrible. But people call me with this stuff like I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger or something. I mean, I just can't stand hearing it anymore. Well, that's horrible. Sorry you married a lady like that. I don't understand what you're talking about. Let's talk to Daniel in Virginia. Daniel, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm not doing too good after that phone call. Go ahead.
I hear you, man. Yeah, I'm just calling in regards to let you know that I have watched your movie, The Obama Deception.
Thank you.
And I'll just let you know, just like I told Jason Burmes, fabulous. You did an outstanding job on your research. Your research is fabulous.
Thank you.
As a criminal justice major, I am very familiar as far as some of the things you are talking about, as far as who is pulling those strings. And as far as I'm concerned, is what Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity says, they need to go see a shrink. But anyhow, besides that, the Bilderberg Group needs to go see a shrink because they have problems. They have psychological issues.
Well, they're control freaks. Well, take Glenn Beck. He said that patriots should basically have the army used against them, and were McVeigh's back when Ron Paul actually had a chance of winning the presidency back in the primaries. Now, I mean, he was literally reading off their script. That's such big news now today, and this is ongoing for decades, at least 15 years that we know of, and then now he's supposedly our leader. That's what's so suspicious about all this.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of like what you've been talking about, this Virginia Fusion Center. See, I live right on the slopes, right on the borderline of West Virginia, and, you know, with the Virginia Fusion Center and doing what they're doing, that's just outrageous. It's completely outrageous. And it ain't even interpreting what's constitutional. All they're doing is legislating and basically these people are just carrying it out and enforcing it.
What's
ridiculous.
Happening is it's the federalization of all local police. Now they're sucking the firemen in for this brainwashing.
Yeah.
It's a database, and it's political correctness brainwashing. It's a commissariat. It's a political secret police force. Political secret police that is literally the opposite of what this country was founded on, Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and basically, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm outraged with this, and I have looked into this as far as skimming through as far as on y'all's website, and the 800 number I think I got here, I think it's 804-674-2196. I think it's their number. But anyhow,
there's a bunch of phone numbers. There's a bunch of documents.
Yeah, it's outrageous. I skimmed through it, and it's outrageous. It's purely legislation, and all they're doing is legislating, not interpreting. They're not even doing anything that's constitutional. They just completely just go AWOL on this.
No, they're turning into secret police. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Texas. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm calling because yesterday I got some information that I found very disturbing.
Okay, tell me.
Basically, the person that I kind of indirectly got this information from is an agent of a certain branch of Homeland Security, and a federal agent has inside information on this, and he called up a former pastor of myself and his and told him to be, quote, careful and not to show up to tea parties with negative Obama signs or bumper stickers because those people would be, quote, targeted and put on such things, for example, like the no-fly list.
Well, that's true to an extent, and they're announcing this. That's why they've leaked the MIAC reports. Well, not even so much MIAC, this new federal one, and the 2009 Virginia terrorism threat assessment. That's why the media is more than happy to cover the leaks. We know that for a fact. And to hype it up is to create a chilling effect. And is there anything else you want to add on that? Come back and tell us more about what this person was telling this pastor specifically. But that's what this is all about. This is, hey, we got 98% of Americans, 99% depending on the poll, against what we're doing. What do we do? We associate them with terrorists and tell them we're watching them. And then associate them with cop killers. And then we hype that up, and then the sheep will be scared to stand up with them. But that's not going to work.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We've got Judge Andrew Napolitano joining us coming up in the last hour today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Taking a line from Alan Combs. I want us to do some radio graffiti here, but these calls are all so good and so informative, but I want to try to go to calls and give them just a minute or so we can hear from more people, especially from folks who are at the tea parties and what they witnessed there on the ground. I have some breaking news dealing with these federal reports that, again, have been leaking out from the police trying to do the right thing to let the public know how patriots are being demonized, but the media is more than happy to pick up on these because they want to create a chilling effect. And we know there's federal whisper campaigns out there. Yeah, watch out. Don't go to these Tea Party meetings because you'll be put on a no-fly list. You won't be able to live your life. They've already put 1,100,000 people on the no-fly list. And it's more and more and more. This is the system. No job, no nothing if you're out of favor with the government. That's what the national ID card's about. We have to rebel against that and say no. If we give into it and just shut up, this is criminal. This is fraud. This is wrong. And I kept telling people this whole police state system is being designed and set up for the American people. I told you it was being set up. We had the training manuals under Bush, all the same stuff about right-wing extremists. They were just preparing the public, though, and selling conservatives on it was for Al-Qaeda. And the Lillipullies from, somewhere on the other side of the world, the far side of the planet. Going back to, who was the particular caller I was talking to just now? That's right, Kevin in Texas was saying, specifically, recap your story, because you got interrupted by the break.
Federal agent that he works for a certain branch of Homeland Security was telling a former pastor I'll be a little bit more specific with how this information came to me. This wasn't like pastor like came up and gave like a message or something talking about this. Like, I believe this was a personal warning because I know the agent personally also, and he's a good guy, and it seemed like he was warning him because his wife was going to be going to these tea parties. And he told his wife, who is best friends with my mother, and I had showed my mother the Obama deception a few weeks ago. And so when she heard about this, because she was going to go to the tea parties with his pastor's wife, she told me because she was pretty disturbed about that information. And he basically said the agent told him to be careful and not show up to these tea parties with negative Obama signs or bumper stickers, because those people would be targeted and on such things as like the no-fly list. And
all right, well, let's be clear. Let's be clear. Did she then not go to the tea party?
My mom didn't know.
Okay, well, I want to be specific about this. When we give in to this, they've won. And that's what Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Hey, guys, will you Google Alexander Solzhenitsyn, oh, how he burned in the camps, and give me the full quote. I want to read it. I could paraphrase it. This is how tyrants and bullies operate. They always set up a police state and a secret police intelligence grid in the name of a foreign enemy. In Germany, they'd say, well, France has agents, and so does Poland, so we've got to spy on all your neighbors. And then a decade later, it's, by the way, there's Germans who are bad. We've got to spy on them. And don't go to that meeting against Hitler, in 1932, because he's going to come to power, and if you do, he'll get you. And then in 33, don't talk bad about Hitler or he'll get you. He's now the chancellor. And this is how it's done. And if we buckle under, if we get buffaloed, if we panic, if we have that chilling effect, if we go, oh my gosh, the tyranny's real, I better shut up. That's why they've announced the NSA is spying. That's why the media now gives these whistleblowers attention. There were whistleblowers 30 years ago that wrote books and came to unseemly, ends and were murdered, who went out and said, I work at the NSA, we're spying all the phone calls in America. And that's now been declassified. But see, now they're more, but back then the mainstream media wouldn't cover it. Now they're more than happy to admit you're being listened to, because they want you to be scared and self-censor. Hey, I know the NSA listens to me, and it's a crime every time they do it. And by the way, it's in the New York Times today that they are unlimited spying, and Obama has expanded what Bush did. Of course, he's owned by the same people. But that doesn't stop me from doing what I do. They are the criminals. They are the bad people. They are. We can't give in to this terrorism. And I just saw a YouTube clip of a pastor at a checkpoint 100 miles over the border. They wanted to search his car, and he said, well, you got to have a Fourth Amendment reason to do that. So they pulled him out, beat him up, and that's how America works now. But that's going to happen to more and more people. And the police are starting to wake up and realize how they've been manipulated and what they're part of. So all of this craziness is going on. And you tell your mother, you know, you can grab this in the rebroadcast or the podcast that's on the listen page in InfoWars or the MP3 we post on the main page and play this for your mother and for the pastor. And are you saying the pastor's your father?
No.
Okay, well, how was a pastor involved in this? Your mother was going with the pastor's wife?
Yes, yeah.
And okay, well, I mean, you know, look, you might as well not even live in America, and I appreciate your call. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, some of them high-powered, going, Alex, there's no New World Order, but still, you better watch what you're saying. The government's dangerous. So there is this rationale. There is this denial going on about what's happening in the world. And look, tyranny is the norm 99% of the time, literally. There have been thousands of governments in hundreds and hundreds of nations, you know, hundreds of empires. And I would say it's one out of probably 2,000 or 3,000. So that's more than 99.9. So get ready and understand that we became the most wealthy nation on earth because we had the freest country in history, at least with property rights, for a short time. And it was an engine of milk and honey. So, of course, the parasites all came here, took over our government, have used us as an engine to set up their world government, and now they're done with us. Now they are done with us. We have been sucked dry, and we're just going to be a police state colony that they take basically mercenary soldiers out of for their new world order. And they want to do a hot purge here. And you can laugh and snicker and giggle and, you know, out there, people that don't know, but they're planning a Stalinistic, Hitlerian / Maoist purge. And I want to tell the police and military something. A lot of you I know are on our side. When I say this, it isn't an empty statement. In fact, I'm very upset about it because your destruction is part of the plan. They are going to play their two biggest enemies, the American people and the police and military, off against each other for several years of carnage, if they have their way, and then the people will beg for I-4 international NATO troops afterwards. And that's the stated public government plan everywhere. So that is just some of the news and information. And you can see how they're setting this up. And my new Obama film is going to be super hardcore. You know, this first one's about shattering the left-right paradigm and is the most important thing we could be doing right now. But the second one is going into the agenda. We were right in the Obama deception about what we said the agenda would be. Now we see the agenda, and that's what it's going to be about, is I'm going to make predictions. I'm going to lay out their battle plan and ways to counter them. But I'm going to go back to, and I'm going to blitz through calls in a moment, Jim, Gloria, Dave, Steve, many others. Before I do that, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. Survival Seed Bank. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Yeah, they're raiding organic farmers now. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Solutions from Science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands and into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time. Solutions from Science, our longtime sponsor, has one of the best seed banks out there we found, and a great price, survivalseedbank.com. One word, survivalseedbank.com, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or survivalseedbank.com. One of our other sponsors I want to tell you about as well is HomeGain, HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. A fabulous company out there for more than 10 years. I'd use this company, didn't even know it before they were a sponsor. You enter the value of your house, what it's rated as, out there on the market to see if you want to sell it or what somebody else's house is really worth. They also have a home maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. A bunch of other free services. It's advertiser-driven, so it's a free service to you. Can't beat that. You can visit their banner at InfoWars.com, Max, the Home Gain Orange Gorilla. They can meet all your real estate needs. Or again, HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Appreciate their fine sponsorship. Okay, here I go into your calls because I want to I want to get into this big breaking news on the, I keep calling them MIAC reports. The MIAC report was just out of Missouri, federally written. That's kind of a catch-all now with everybody. I hear everybody doing it. This new Virginia report, this new federal report, there's so many of these reports. It just seems to get big when we kind of break it because the show's big enough to push it out there into the mainstream. I just said this morning, I should Google some other ones proving that they're very similar to this new one from 2005, 6, 7, 8, that it was Bush doing it too, because that's going to really freak out the phony conservatives when they realize Bush was setting this up too. And sure enough, the guys in 5 minutes of searching found a bunch of them. And so that's the new report we need Paul Watson or Kurt to do, or Steve or Aaron Dykes, is showing how they're all making it left-wing, right-wing. Man, they're saying everybody's a terrorist. Liberal, conservative, gun owners, environmentalists, you're all terrorists. I mean, if you know how to spell your name, you know how to read. It's like Pol Pot that they bragged the U.S. government funded. If you wore glasses and can read, they killed you. Okay? And so that's the system they're setting up right now in America. And they plan a purge. Just watch. You know, if we don't turn this around and fix it, they are planning a hot purge. You guys find my Schultz and Eason quote? Oh, you did. Speak of the devil. Here it is. Alexander Solzhenitsyn and how we burned in the camps later, thinking what would things have been like if every security operative who had went out at night to make an arrest had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling in terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, and whatever else they had. The organs of the state bureaucracy would have very quickly suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. Nobel Prize winner Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the Gulag Archipelago. Now look, I'm not macho. I'm not running around with a hard-on, as they say, to kill cops and military. I know who you are. You're going to the bowling alley, you're going to the bar, you go to the shooting range, you take your kids out riding jet skis, you're looking forward to deer hunting. I know you're not bad people. Let me tell you something, because other people aren't going to tell you this. You're deader than a hammer if you start this war with the American people. And so are a bunch of us. You understand that you are meant to be consumed. And I hate to use the Star Wars analogy, but I said when Revenge of the Sith came out, I said, this film is an analogy of what's really happening. And then George Lucas, a month later, came out and said, yes, this is a parallel to what the government's doing. Now, people can't ever seem to grasp things in the political historical example, like I just gave you with Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So I'll give it to you in a children's movie scenario. How does the evil force of the Illuminati, if you will, the archetype, how does the emperor become the emperor? He's the Sith Lord who's killed his master. He's learned the powers. And over decades, he becomes a senator of a little backworld planet. Then he stages an attack with terrorists against his own planet so he can then be the savior and get elected head of the Senate. He then, by staging attacks on the police and military, the Jedi, builds up a huge force to fight the outside forces, gets the Constitution suspended, then basically has an attack on himself to further declare a total takeover. Then he wipes out the military and the police. Now, that happened under Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Fidel Castro, Pol Pot, Hitler. It happens over and over and over again. Police Google Night of the Long Knives. But in this New World Order plan, they're masters at playing groups off against each other. They plan to have you march off against the American people and in a conflagration of complete societal breakdown. And then after everybody's done killing each other and the smoke settles, just like we had that Argentinian economist on who wrote about this in 95, and then it happened as he predicted in 2000, 2001, how they imploded it by design, how they had the riots and cops getting shot and everything breaking down for 6 months, and then everybody just kind of capitulated, and now they've gone from the richest country in Latin America the richest country in Latin America to one of the poorest in the world. Overnight, by design, their own IMF and World Bank documents show they did it by design. We're going to come back, and I'm going to just blitzkrieg through your calls. We're going to go to Jim, Gloria, Dave, Steve, and many others. And then I'm going to get into this latest development with the secret reports. Big new developments there, and continue with a lot of other important news and information today. Then we have Judge Napolitano joining us. He's the only guy on Fox that really tells it like it is. The only guy that didn't shill. I was listening to him this morning on XM driving into the office. It's called The Judge, and so, he's got some sidekick, The Judge and, you know, Batman and Robin or something. But the point is, I was listening to a show, and it was, he was saying, left and right are controlled. The Republicans are for the Patriot Act. And now, you know, you got left and right together at these tea parties, and the left wants to make it a left-wing, right-wing situation, so we can't fix this country by claiming it's all a right-wing situation. And I was like, yes, 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 yes. And then I was on Man Cow, and he was saying the same thing. So people are starting to get this. So we really look forward to him coming up on the show today. But first, your phone calls continuing throughout the next hour, straight ahead after this quick break. Have you seen the new redesigned PrisonPlanet.tv, Web 2.0, and a lot of new functions? Oh, yeah, check it out. A lot of new apps, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
Absolutely.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
I just did a little three-minute freedom nugget on the local number one rock station, 93.7 KLBJ with Charlie Hodge. No rest for me. Got a film crew here right now from my old TV network. It is getting crazy. Hey, but you're only alive one time. Ask old Charlie Reed. So you got to get out there and get the truth out while you can. Old Smokey's got his ears on, and he's hot on your trail. And he ain't going to rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him. You got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. Just drop that hammer down and give him hell. It's hard to turn this stuff off, isn't it? Yeah, film crew's here. You're in Texas, hillbilly land. Hope you like it. Good to have you here, buddy. Eastbound and down. Loaded up and trucking. We're going to do what they say can't be done. We're going to shatter the left-right paradigm. We're going to take the fight to the New World Order bankers. We're going to resist their tyranny. We're going to rediscover liberty. We're going to light bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
I got
to
play it. Here it is.
Eastbound up, watch old bandit run.
Here it is.
Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. And he ain't going to rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him. You've got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell.
All right. Let's go ahead and go to Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I know there's a lot of people out there who'd like to do something to contribute, so I just wanted to toss out a little quick and easy recipe for flyers promoting the Obama deception. You can just go to DeezIllustration.com and pick out one of his many clever Obama illustrations, run off a copy of that. Then you just write, watch the film The Obama Deception at one of the following websites: Infowars.com, SteveQuayle.com, JackMcClam.com, Google.video.com. Then you write, watch this film like your life depends on it. And then you write, because it does.
Absolutely. You know, we have a little activist page that's up at theobamadeception.net that has some free flyers people can print off and banners to post on their sites. But, you know, listeners, send your submissions to Kurt@Infowars.com. To Aaron@Infowars.com. We'll post those because listeners are the best. Make your one-page flyer ideas for the Obama deception and for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and then people can print those off on a cheap, you know, copier and just lay them around places. This, look, if we move against the globalists, nothing can stop us. If we don't just go to the tea parties and then go home after that. No, it continues. It's about organizing, meeting. And again, get it out of your head that you're going to save the world by yourself. It's all of us working together. I mean, I've been doing this 14 years, and I'm like a woodpecker, man. Woody Woodpecker. Bam, 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 bam. I just keep hitting, 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 hitting. And I just keep pounding, pounding, pounding. And I'm like a little mosquito. But, man, there's a whole bunch of us, and the New World Order elephant does not like it. So I absolutely agree with you. Anything else?
Yeah, I think a lot of people may be a little shy or insecure about walking around parking lots and putting flyers under windshield wipers, but it's like getting in a cold swimming pool. You get used to it. And next thing you know, 400 or 500 of them are gone.
Man, that is an excellent analogy. I remember 15, 16 years ago when I would just go to city council meetings and speak, I'd get so nervous and breathe heavy and, you know, have sweaty palms. Now I can be in front of, on TV in front of 10 million people and I'm kind of yawning. I mean, literally, I can have a cop pulling a gun out on me. I don't even get nervous anymore. This is what it's about. Engaging, engaging builds those freedom muscles that have atrophied. Look at Neo in The Matrix. At first, he couldn't walk.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Do what they say can't be done. We don't have a choice. We're going in against the empire. We're going to defeat them. Don't have a choice. Victory is ours. You got to want it. You got to take it. You got to own it. All right, let's go to the calls here. Let's talk to Gloria in Illinois. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hi. Hi, Alex.
Hey.
I recently learned the most amazing information, and by the way, this is kind of off the subject. I'm not going to talk about Obama or anything, but I recently listened to a two-hour interview on another network of a man named Ralph Winterroud. That's spelled W-I-N-T-E-R-R-O-W-D. And he has discovered the most amazing information. My mouth was open the entire 2 hours that I was listening to him. To quickly go through the background, he was a successful businessman who
in Alaska. We've had Ralph on, ma'am.
You've had Ralph Winterroud on?
No, yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he worked in telecommunications. And then he found out about all the big bid rigging, about how to get a bid in Alaska or anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
A government contract, you got to pay the government off. The government is a giant criminal enterprise, mafia run. The Federal Reserve is a private mafia, and it's a lot of his info is quite accurate.
Oh, okay. I'm amazed that I haven't heard him because I listen to you daily.
He's been on air a couple times.
Also, I wanted to, I'm glad you're putting out a DVD on chemtrails. And I hope you include something in there about Morgellons disease, because it seems like this disease, it's pretty much agreed on by the people who have it that it's...
Well, they've even had major medical universities say it's real. Of course, with anything, though, you're going to have some hypochondriacs that are crazy who don't have it, and then the media focuses on them to discredit it. But chemtrails have now been announced by the government. I mean, they're doing it. They don't call it chemtrails, but they admit they're spraying the atmosphere to alter it, and so, yes, that's why we're making the film. I mean, we've known it's real. It's just now they've come out with it, so now we can explain to people the full story. I've just been waiting, kind of like Orson Welles said, we will sell no wine until it is time. But I'm going to make this other Obama film about his frightening agenda, just how bad it's going to get for the bankers and the Bushes that's basically still running, and then we're going to release the next one. Good to hear from you. Let's now go to another caller. Let's talk to Dave in Illinois. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I was calling because I listened to Man Cow yesterday in the morning on his show on WLS, and I caught him on Fox, and he didn't mention anything about the Constitution, anything about ending the Fed. He does acknowledge that the false paradigm and all this stuff, and in the past he's talked about the bloodlines and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Man Cow for a big national host is about as good as they come. I've talked to him privately. He's totally anti-New World Order. He says what he can say. And the only thing I can think of better would be George Norrie, you know, with more courage than Man Cow. But yeah, he still, you know, has to operate on these neocon radio stations. And so, you know, I mean, for every 10 times he has me on, or 50 times, probably more like it every week, you know, I have him on because he was at the Tea Party and could report that it was not a left-wing or right-wing event, but the media wants to make it left-wing and right-wing to divide us.
Yeah, but I think he's kind of a shill in a way, because he went with the scripting that I've heard from all other mainstream media in my area, and he followed suit with it being about us not wanting to pay the bankers, which is true, but he didn't acknowledge any of the real points at all, not even touching on them.
Well, you know what? He has me on his show, millions of listeners, and I go on all these shows. That's why we continue to grow at an explosive growth curve. I'm here to get to the people.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4 FitLeg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the last hour and 52 minutes of this live radio show today, we are simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv with the video clips, a live feed of the show, and a lot more. We're taking lots of your phone calls. 1-800-259-9231 gets you up and on the air. Got a news blitz coming up as well, and some breaking news dealing with all these federal, secret federal reports that have been sent to us and others and are being leaked out by well-meaning police officers and military people trying to expose this tyranny, but the media is hyping it and using it. These leaks to their own ends to create a chilling effect against free speech. Some new big developments on that front coming up. But right now, your phone calls. Another call from Illinois. Steve in Chicago. You're on the air, Steve.
It rains, it pours. Alex, couple of sides. Number one, did you see the article that Germany banned the Mono H10 corn from Monsanto? They won't allow it?
I have Der Spiegel here. Germany bans cultivation of GM corn because the studies we covered 3 years ago from China, Japan, India, Germany, the UK, the BT corn grows its own pesticide inside the corn at thousands of times what the chemical normally occurs in the corn. The bees, unlike other species of insect, will still eat it, and then it's killing them, much less what's happening to the humans. And so that is some good news.
Right. And the other thing is, Governor Blagojevich, he might be willing to come on your show. The reason why I called up was about Moron D's and Mark Popotuck at the Screwball Poverty Law Center. You know, they don't talk anything about the four dead cops that preceded in San Francisco, well, Oakland, actually, that preceded these three deaths of the policemen in New York. It seems to me that anybody they define as like a terrorist can't be somebody like Mad Bomber Harris, Bill Ayers, coupled with Ulrich Meinhof, Bernadine Dorn, Red Army Faction, the Symbionese Liberation Army.
No, that's always right. When the left and then other groups shoot police, they do not ever put the race in the news. You have to read court filings about that. But God forbid a white guy shoot cops. They don't just hype it up. They then try to connect it to me when the white supremacist was attacking me on websites. Morris Dees, within hours, fed that to the local papers. The police gave them access to the alleged cop killers' internet searches, hundreds of sites, CNN, Fox. It's all been released now. He goes to my site, attacks me, and Morris Dees wanted to then come out and say that basically I had him kill the cop. And now that's been, of course, repudiated and retracted, and Raw Story, Daily Kosh, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. But is this not an example of how these people operate?
Yes, and, you know, they had the unmitigated gall in Oakland to have an Uhuru movement. It's some kind of black liberation movement. And after this guy had killed the four cops, they went out and they honored this gangster that mowed down four policemen trying to do their job.
I saw that. Can you imagine if the scumbag white supremacist would have gone out and honored this guy that shot the three cops, what big news that would be? But then in Oakland, they honored the cop killer, and the news is mum. Thank you so much for the call. It's incredible, folks, you know, what's happening in this society. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in Michigan. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. All my respect to who you are, what you do, and how you do it. In my book, you're 10 out of 10. Great.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys mentioned, you touched a little bit on the vitamin K shot, and I recently had a baby girl born here in Michigan, so I did quite extensive research if it's good or bad, because I knew about the vaccine, but my wife, she was like, well, vaccine is one thing, vitamin is a different thing. So I would like to share that information, which is very interesting. First of all, the vitamin K shot that is state mandate here in Michigan has three cancer-causing ingredients. And even if you read the manufacturer explanation, they do clarify that sudden death is a normal consequence of taking the vitamin K shot.
No, it does. It's a huge shot of a vitamin, claiming it helps the baby's blood clot. I mean, the baby's born the way it's supposed to be, and it is associated with killing them. But, I mean, look, they had five vaccines they tried to mandate 20 years ago. Now it's over 50. These companies come out with a new drug. They lobby the government to say it's mandatory when it's really not even a law. They just intimidate you into it. And then now they admit HPV, human papillomavirus, is killing all these women all over the world, admittedly killing them. And they just go, oh, that's the way it is. You know, some women are going to die. Go ahead.
Now, it is already has been prohibited in Western Europe, the particular injection of vitamin K shot, because it has aluminum, it has permachloride, and it has antifreeze. Antifreeze is the third preservative in the vaccine. It is a totally bad, toxic substance that doesn't...
Oh, really? John, cue up CBS News saying that mercury is good for children's brains. Because we have a crew here. I want them to hear this audio. Now, understand, we have other clips where they say lead toys are good for children. I'm not kidding. This is the new world order, ladies and gentlemen. And, yes, that's why the IQs have dropped by 20 points on average. They admit sodium fluoride brain damages you, the aluminum, the mercury. And this is what the UN wrote about, is how they would, with injections, give us chemical lobotomies. And so you give your children a series of chemical lobotomies, and that's why all they can do is watch television and hail government, is because they're brain damaged. And the GMO foods killing most of the animals they tested on and as lab rats. They don't care. They feed it to us. The human growth hormone and the milk, it's just all part of hell. And this is part of the eugenics operation of the New World Order. And people can't believe it. Can you believe they gave black men over 50 years syphilis? Can you believe they took 4,000-plus U.S. children, foster children, and radiated them to death, declassifying? Can you believe they took 500,000 women and forcibly sterilized them until the 1980s? Can you believe the U.N.'s funded the forced sterilization worldwide? You know, this is who they are. Here is CBS News saying mercury is good for children's brains.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mathur.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
And those were government-paid-for studies in conjunction with the vaccine company. So I'm called the conspiracy theorist because I say mercury is bad for you when it's the most deadly heavy metal in the body. In every case, other heavy metals just create plaques and kill the cells they touch. The neurons, you can Google this at major universities. They have electron microscope videos of mercury in monkey brains similar to humans and what it does. Other heavy metals just kill the cells they touch. Mercury causes an electrochemical storm and just blasts with literal explosions, electrochemical explosions. Just keeps killing and killing and killing. So it's, again, a perfect chemical lobotomy here. You won't be able to understand a police state and a government. It's just like in the children's movie, I'll use another analogy, the black hole. They, you know, they land on the big government research space station. They say, oh, everybody evacuated. They're not here. And then they notice there's these people walking around in these black suits. And those, oh, those are robots. No, they're lobotomized human android slaves. They're the crew. And that's the general public. You can't talk to them because they've been hit with chemical weapons. And then now they tell the chemical weapon victims, oh, the poison's good. Mercury, good for you. In fact, John, do you have the clip where they say lead toys are good for kids from MSNBC? Yeah, we could pull that up for folks. I mean, this is, see, but the horror of it is so huge that people can't believe it, you see. Here is mainstream news telling you poison is good for your children.
About inflation, that's another interesting point because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up. And that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
Oh, yes, need that lead in the baby's toys. Okay, anything else, Steve? John in Michigan? I think the answer is you need more mercury shots. You know how to read drug inserts? You care about your newborn daughter and shots she's going to get? Are you some kind of crazy terrorist? I mean, you actually...
When you ask a question, sir, the answer you get, oh, it's a state mandate, and that's the answer you get in the hospital. Okay?
And a mandate is not a law. A mandate is not a law. It's I'm a fluoride head who's had a lot of injections. I can't think. I'm going to call the cops on you if you say no. Well, what's the law? Going to call people with guns.
Fluoride. Okay. Very interesting about the fluoride. I came from East Europe like 15 years ago, and back in the times, 1988, 1989, when the communism collapsed and basically there wasn't any infrastructure, any economy, there wasn't any food in the stores. The only thing that was being readily available to all the children in the high schools and the primary schools was milk with strawberry flavor and fluoride in a very luxury packaging, very fancy. It was so readily available that, I mean, back then, you know, obviously, I was significantly younger, but still, I remember that I was surprised. I mean, how could you not have food, normal food in the stores? There were coupons to go get some bread and some meat, but there was so much milk with fluoride. Back then, I thought
Hey, listen. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning book on World War II, and Scherer in interviews wrote about it as well, Rise and Fall of Third Reich, but not in that book and papers he wrote. The Germans picked it up from the Soviets to put fluoride in the water to make you passive. That's university studies. They knew that back in the 20s. And, yeah, you walk into the Babies R Us. It's big things of fluoride water. Your baby needs fluoride, and it's way above the normal levels. And they admit it gives the kids bone cancer and brain damages them. I mean, literally, they got to savage the brains while they're growing so they'll be football fans.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Well,
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with fairer. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just...
Yeah, I remember going to Margaret Sanger Kindergarten in Dallas. They had her statue out front. She called black people subhuman weeds. She got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler. She's worshipped as a liberal feminist. If you're a real Nazi, you get worshipped by the media like Schwarzenegger. You know, he says he admires Hitler and Rolling Stone. Well, hell, ADL gives you awards. You fight Nazis, well, you're called a Nazi. That's how it works. But I remember being at Margaret Sanger Kindergarten, government training camp, and I remember they would come in with a couple days out of the year with the red pills, the fluoride pills, and tell you to take them. And I remember taking it and all the kids' heads hitting the desk and the headaches and stumbling out. My mom would pick me up after school and everything in a daze. And my dad's a dentist. I remember a couple times a year I'd go get my fluoride treatment. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. He's, oh, it's good for you. And I'd do it and kind of act like I didn't spit it all out. I still get a terrible headache. The Dallas water smelled like toxic waste. And my whole life I was like, I really don't like water. Every time I drink it and brush my teeth in the morning, I get a headache. All eugenics, all chemical weapons savaging me, reducing my IQ by at least 20 points. And this is a little gift the government gives you. And then I discovered the UN documents, the government documents, how they're doing it. And they made a liberal joke out of it. And Dr. Strangelove, General Jack T. Ripper laughs about it. But it's real. And then you said you grew up in Eastern Europe. What country specifically? Because I know the Soviets, especially in the blocs they controlled, did put out the free government foods with fluoride fortified to help you. Did you enjoy the strawberry milk? It obviously didn't brain damage you enough, though.
Well, it probably did brain damage me a little bit, but not enough. I guess they didn't complete their purpose. Now, I did grow up in Bulgaria. Bulgaria was the main satellite of, as you know, it was the main satellite of the Soviet Union. So we were handling some hardcore influence from the Soviet Union about everything.
Now, and people didn't question why they were giving the children delicious strawberry fluoride milk?
At that time, everybody believed that that's definitely a good thing for your teeth and the government is taking care of you. And I was surprised. Even back then, I was probably like 15 years, probably 12 or 13 years old. And I was surprised. How could you not have foods in the stores? And then you have those fancy fluoride, strawberry flavored milks that were very tasty, actually. I mean, if you don't know what you're drinking, it's actually...
Well, let me expand on that. You know, they've now proposed putting fluoride and statins in the water supply, forced medicating. And for people rolling their eyes out there, I mean, you can read mainstream university reports from the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and in Pulitzer Prize-winning books about World War II, about them using fluoride in the Soviet Union and Germany to pacify people. I mean, folks, I know this is quite a revelation for you, but since the caller brings it up, this is real. They just told you on the news that mercury's good for you. It's not good. Mercury and fluoride are not good for you. I promise you. Look into it. Now, soon they're rewriting the history books right now to say mercury's good, but don't listen to them. If you were to drink even a thimble of it, it would kill you. Please don't try it. It's not good. I promise. If you give your child a thimble of mercury, it will kill them. They will die a horrible death. It is not good for you. I know the media says it's nutritious, but it's not. I can't believe I've got to explain to the public. I get emails saying mercury is good for me. No, they don't sell it at Whole Foods, folks. It's not good. And we're conspiracy theorists because we're saying mercury isn't nutritious.
Okay, can I make a little resemblance between totally two different worlds, Bulgaria in East Europe under communism and the United States under democracy, supposedly? Obviously, it was absolutely the same thing, because what you're saying, I can absolutely resemble to it, and I remember that I was probably in second grade, and they were explaining that in the future there is going to be pills that you can take and your teeth will never go bad. So what you're telling me, what you remember from your childhood, is the same thing that I remember in my childhood, which means that pretty much, as you were saying sometimes previously, it is all a masquerade, all a theater, and basically it is the same agenda, just carried a little bit a different way. As far as the eugenics and the fluoride and the mercury and all that.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, my friend. That was a very interesting and very informative call right there. We got 1 minute, so I'm going to come back and we're going to race through Frank, Dino, Paul. I'm going to get a quick pop in from the founder of Oath Keepers. And this is a very radical thing. Just like I'm saying mercury's not good for your brain. Very radical. Government disagrees. And I'm not being sarcastic. This is the insane level we've now reached. They get the police and military to say they'll upkeep their oaths and not violate their oaths to confiscate guns, put us in FEMA camps, make us do forced labor, which is being proposed by the government. Now again, this is being called very radical, though. Very radical. To have the military and police keep their oath. I mean, this is what they swear an oath to. It's very hardcore. So that's coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, Stuart Rhodes is our guest with a quick update. Then we're going to go right back to your phone calls, and Judge Napolitano is going to be popping in on the transmission to talk about the Tea Parties and how the media is trying to balkanize it into left and right to divide and conquer the people. See, the Republicans are playing the out-of-party power right now, so they can act all revolutionary and against the bailout and the bankers when they helped engineer and architect the entire system, along with Obama's handler, Geithner. And then Obama can play the part of the establishment guy, and then 4 to 8 years, they'll give us the Republicans again, and the Democrats will play the part of the anti-establishment, and so the cycle goes on and on, suckering generation after generation into greater tyranny and slavery. Or we could wake up and go, wait, there's a puppet on the left, a puppet on the right? Wait, it's one guy holding both puppets. I don't like that guy. I want to talk about the franchise owner, the shareholder of the power system. I want to talk about how the corporate welfare is 30 to 1. but the media all makes it about welfare moms. And then that's bad because it brings government control. You know, I'm against government health care because the government's run by eugenicists. And then they'll make you take the treatment they want. The history of government, Nazi Germany had government health care. Soviet Union did. They'd arrest you for criticizing them, say you were a lunatic. They're now trying to pass laws. I got articles here where they're saying all mothers are mentally ill when they have babies and need to be put on Prozac. They're trying to claim half the school kids are mentally ill and need to be on drugs. This is about drugging and controlling. And not only do they get social control out of it, they then get to micromanage your life. Now, this is very exciting. Oath Keepers just started a few months ago. Stuart Rhodes, former Airborne Rangers in the Army, worked with the Ron Paul campaign at the highest levels, got upset about what was happening with the New World Order after the campaign ended, knew that things were intensifying, and he understood that tyranny will come to your door in a uniform throughout history. And so if we could get to the police and military and show them how the Bill of Rights and Constitution is being violated, how the globalists are criminals, and how they're manipulating things, and that they should commit to follow their oath with these 10 principles, that this would hamstring the New World Order. Now, the New World Order, the global corporate crime syndicate, this overall planetary system where they can commit their crimes and get away with it because they control the courts and the systems, they understand that's their big threat. That's why in these MIAC reports, that's why in these federal reports, demonizing Christians, conservative gun owners, the media is paying attention to those reports, but they also have reports, that's what's coming up later, that go after environmental activists, that go after the, quote, left wing. And so you have to understand, this was all being issued under Bush as well, and that's the big report I'm going to get into later. This is so important, because when they say the number one threat to the government, the criminal government, the hijacked government, the counterfeit government, is returning troops, gun owners, people buying guns and ammo, saying we're terrorists. And this has finally gotten the people's attention. So perfect timing with the first big Oath Keepers meeting coming up on the Green in Lexington, where it all started in 1775, April 19th, 1775. So, Stuart Rhodes, great to have you back, my friend.
Honored to be back again. Thank you very much.
You bet, Stuart. Give us your take. I mean, this is the biggest news story out there right now in and around the Tea Parties, is the media saying the Tea Parties are evil terrorists who are basically cop killers, is what they're trying to say, and they're a bunch of right-wingers when it isn't about left or right. They're desperate to divide the American people. Can you explain to folks what that military tactic is?
Oh, sure, divide and conquer. Oh, Alex, one thing I wanted to correct, though, is I was never a ranger. I was a long-range reconnaissance scout. So I just want to make sure, so no one accuses me of falsifying
okay.
my records.
Well, you were in the Army and Special Forces, right? That's what that basically is?
I was in the Army, I was a paratrooper, and I did long-range reconnaissance scouting.
Okay, so you were in the Airborne.
Yes, I was Airborne. Right.
Okay, great.
Airborne units. Yeah, Rangers and Special Forces are just specialized versions of paratroopers.
Well, I understand
that, but they're all paratroopers, but they're different units. So
okay. You were in the Army and jumped out of airplanes. You were jumping out of airplanes. Okay, there we go.
Until I hit a big tree one night. That was it. I was at the Knoxville rally yesterday. I was a guest speaker there, and I can tell you that, you know, it's not left and right. Like you said, it's two puppets. It's a very good analogy. Two puppets being held by the same master. And so whether they're on the far left or the far right or whatever their you know, label you want to put on, fascist or communist or whatever it is, it's about totalitarianism versus freedom. And so like you said, we get back to the very basics of our republic, back to core Americanism, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and being consistent. And I've been very consistent. I criticized Bush, everything he did. People can go to my personal blog, and I'll put a link of mine on the Oath Keeper site. They can go there. I'm getting tired of hearing people email in and say, where were you when Bush was doing this, when Bush was doing that? Well, I was criticizing him publicly in multiple places, writing articles all the time. And so, you know, just as any other people, there's a massive pair of Americans who are waking up, and they understand the left-right paradigm is a false paradigm, and they are consistently opposing whoever they are. It's a bipartisan assault on our rights.
And that worries the system. And just to interrupt, 2 weeks ago, it's in the local newspaper that they're going to run regular Army checkpoints and Air Force MPs in Tennessee. The governor gets called. He goes out and does a press release saying, I didn't hear about this, but now I'm canceling it. And then right. It came out in newspapers that the Army, with the state police and the feds, and the Air Force, shut down major highways. This is in the news, with photos of the cars backed up, with troops searching vehicles, and the military just said, you know what, we're going to do it. So, and this has gotten hardly any attention, but you say you're in Tennessee. Stuart, this is amazing. We've got to make a big deal out of this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's one thing that happens all the time, and Hitler did the same thing. He destroyed the independence of the provinces, he solidified power at the national level, and he made each province just a puppet. And that's the pattern that every tyrannical government goes through, destroying any separation of powers between the national government and local government. And so one thing I did want to announce is that for our April 19th rally on the Lexington Green in Lexington, Massachusetts, this Sunday, we have added Richard Mack as going to be one of our guest speakers, and also Guy Cunningham, who was the author of the 29 Palms survey where they asked Marines whether or not they would fire on Americans who were resisting gun confiscation. He's a patriot, and he wrote that because he was concerned about the pattern he saw of the troops not understanding the Constitution and being conditioned to accept UN command and other things that he found disturbing and contrary to our Constitution.
And, Stuart, do me a favor. Make sure, in fact, can you get us his number? I want to make sure I get him aside for 20, 30 minutes to interview him, yourself, and everybody else. I am sending a crew of two people up there. I'm sending Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew. So I really look forward to that. So please try to today to give Rob that fella's a number, because I want to line up the interview before we get there. But that's very exciting. You also have a famous Navy SEAL captain there, correctly?
That's right.
And a lot of other folks. Tell people about that.
Well, we're gonna have an oath ceremony there on the green to renew all of us who took an oath to defend the Constitution. Will renew our oath right there on Lexington Green on April 19th, and it's a very can be a very historic and very emotional experience. I'm sure we've got active duty military flying in from all over the country, active duty police. We've got high ranking military officers coming in there. They're going to be there in their dress uniform, and then also us veterans. And we also invite just average citizens who've never taken an oath before, but they want to come and take the oath for the first time. They can raise their right hand. I did that yesterday at Knoxville. It was an exciting, it was just a wonderful experience. A crowd of about 2,000 people raised their hand and swore an oath to defend the Constitution. It was fantastic. And the video for that is up on our website, oath-keepers.blogspot.com, oath-keepers.blogspot.com. You folks can go there and watch that video. So we're going to do the same thing again on Lexington Green. To me, it's really the first public meeting of Oath Keepers, though, because yesterday these are folks that didn't even know who we were, and I just showed up there as a guest speaker and kind of caught them off guard, but got them all to stand up and raise their right hand and reaffirm their oath or take the oath for the first time.
And this is gonna spread like wildfire, because we've got the state police training manuals that the feds put out. And then we even have the footage of squad car video in my film Road to Tyranny. At a warrantless checkpoint, they find a pocket constitution in the woman's car and flip out and arrest her for it. And it's them on video going, I can't believe she's got one of these. She's one of them deadly ones.
I saw that. I remember seeing that. And that's why we got to stand up. And that's why it has to be done, I think. The tip of the spear, just as it is in warfare, needs to be the hardcore troops, the guys who have been there. And the police to stand up and say, you know what? We are constitutionalists. You want to paint them as constitutionalists and separate us from them? Well, guess what? We are constitutionalists, which is exactly why you saw that Department of Homeland Security, the latest report, they call it a report, it's just propaganda, labeling returning veterans as a potential terrorist threat. It's just amazing.
Well, that's what it is.
Frankly, they're screwing it up.
It is, well, in fact, comment on that. It is a secret police commissariat political police report like the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany or Maoist China. I mean, out of the textbook, it says the number one threat is returning troops, gun owners, people buying all these guns and ammo. This is the number one terror threat. That is a quote. And they have really upset people. And can't the police put two and two together? Most of the police are former military. They're saying you're the threat. And what's the first thing Hitler wiped out when he got power? When he was going to betray everybody and do the opposite of what he said, he killed the police and military in the Night of the Long Knives. So explain to folks how big a deal this is, and I agree, they screwed up by doing this. Break it down.
Absolutely. I mean, what they're trying to do is a purge and chill your speech. They want returning veterans to be concerned and worried that they're going to be labeled a terrorist. They, you know, they I mean, apparently they see anybody who took an oath to defend the Constitution. I'm starting to think this. They must think that we are a threat because they know we mean it, and they know we're going to keep our oath. And so this is their, maybe this is their preemptive way of starting to label returning veterans as crazy and kooky and potential terrorist threats and all McVeighs, you know, that kind of thing. When maybe to get them to chill their speech and not become politically active or not become active in organizations like Oath Keepers. So, but the way to fight that is just with light. Shine a light on it like you've been doing. You shine a light on the cockroaches, they scurry away. Shine a light. But you know what? I think the Obama administration has made some disastrous mistakes. I mean, talking about having veterans pay for their own medical care, they just ticked off every veteran, every current serving military there is, and then now this. And the American Legion's ticked off about this also. They've sent another letter to Napolitano, the bad Napolitano, not the good one. They sent a letter to her making it very clear that she should know better. This is ridiculous, you know.
And so, by the way, she has now come out and says that she doesn't apologize for these reports.
That's right, she says, I have to look at every possible threat. So, once again, if you're a constitutionalist, you're a possible threat. And you know what? We are. Quite frankly, we're not a threat to the American people. We're not terrorists, but we are a threat to their attempt to destroy our republic. By God, we better be. Everyone has sworn up to defend the Constitution. Of course, we're not going to stand by and let that happen. So, you know, but they're coming right out.
No, exactly. We have the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, common law, common sense, organic law on our side. You have these foreign bankers usurping our country through the executive, both parties, stealing $12.8 trillion in 6 months, the GDP in half a year. They're totally taking over. They're violating our rights and liberties at every level. They're butchering, you know, every basic canon of a free society. We are in the right of the Declaration of Independence to arrest all these people through the grand juries, through indictments. So they've got to declare us the enemy and us the terrorist because they are the ones terrorizing our liberty. They are the criminals. They are the ones that must be brought to justice. It's so simple. They have to indict us, accuse us, demonize us, because what they're doing is so outrageous and criminal. They know if the people ever get control of this country again, they're all going to prison. And so this is a very bold action. I keep telling people the elite are going for broke. The level of crimes and looting and corruption they have engaged means they are going all the way to the wall, folks. This is not a drill or not an exercise. They plan a hot revolution in this country of power and tyranny. They are the revolutionaries. We are the restorationists. We just want our Bill of Rights and Constitution and liberty, not their old-time religion of tyranny. You know, they claim they're doing a new world order. Everything with them is a lie. It's the old world order, the, you know, Roman tyranny. Go ahead.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, they're the assaulters on the Constitution and the American Republic, and we're the defenders. And so they have to make the people think the exact opposite, that we're the threat to them when we're their protectors. And so that's why it's absolutely imperative that officers stand up, police officers, that military stand up, and they do it in large enough numbers that you can't just dismiss them as lone crazies or whatever. You have to acknowledge this is mainstream.
And by the way, it takes a lot of courage. Don't you have some generals and people coming? I mean, to have regular, you know, in the military officers coming and swearing their oath. That's how close to midnight it is.
One lieutenant commander of the Navy, he said, look, I have nothing to fear because all I'm doing is reaffirming my obligation to follow the law. You know, I'm not going there to I'm not going to wage war on the American people.
But that shows how close to midnight it is that it is radical to have people stand up and say, I won't put Americans in camps.
Yeah, you talk like you quote Jefferson and John Adams and Sam Adams, and they consider you a threat. And we are a threat to their plans. That's absolutely correct. Because we're not going to let them do it. So I guess in some ways, you know, the report is accurate, but not the way they spin it. They
Stuart,
spin it as though we're going to go blow up, you know, kill babies and blow up people, you know, and they were racist.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's the worst part. Well, they're upset. The people that were buying guns are upset because he's black. No, we're upset because as a state senator, he called for complete gun bans. His attorney general in the briefing last year before the Supreme Court said citizens should not be able to own a single shot. I mean, he wants total gun ban, and they've introduced the bills, and you've now got the governor of Pennsylvania calling for gun bans. And so, again, we're in reality, but for those that don't understand this, we are at a historic crossroads, and I can see it in their eyes and their actions. I realize they're actually intimidated. They realize that they've put their criminal action into motion. It's a machine they can't turn off, and I think they're starting to brace for the fact. I mean, it's like when you get in a fight, some bully punches you, and then you gear up and start punching back, and you can tell you're going to whoop their ass. I mean, that's the feeling right here. We are going to kick the New World Order's butt.
Yeah, and they realized they thought you were going to be an easy victim, and the next thing you know, you slam them on the ground, and you're mounted on top of them, and you're punching them in the face. Well, let me tell you, Alex, one thing I wanted to say is that we're going to have retired Navy SEAL Captain Larry Bailey administer the oath, unless Judge Napolitano wants to come and administer the oath. Sometimes it's hard to reach people, but we give an open invitation to him. If he shows up, all he's got to do is show up, and he can administer the oath, because I can't think of a more consistent judge. He's like
okay,
the
well,
notice
well,
of our
well, listen,
right
I pr- well, listen, I promised, yeah. I promised to cover this new angle on these federal reports demonizing Christians, gun owners, the troops, ammo owners. So if you'll do this, Stuart, I'll put you on hold. When Napolitano comes on at the start of the next hour, I'll introduce him for about 5 minutes, and then you can come on and invite him, because I know he's in New York. I don't know if he can come, but you can invite him on air and put him on the spot if you'd like, or do you want me to ask him and then offer to give him your number?
Either way, we just want to... I mean, everyone's welcome, and it would be wonderful to have a judge like that. It'd make the experience all the more special. Because here's the thing. This has been done before. This is not the first time. There's historic precedent. In 1798, a militia company stood on the green and renewed their oath and sent a letter to John Adams, who was president at the time, and he wrote back in response to them and said, by renewing your oath on that sacred spot, you have reaffirmed your devotion to your country. It was just brilliant. So we're going to use that quote and when we stand on the green. It's been done before. We're following.
Yeah, but you're talking about founding fathers. That's Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is really radical stuff here, folks.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Okay, Judge Napolitano's coming up in the second half of the next hour. Just to be clear, it was my sheet said 2, but he's actually about 220 or so. So that is coming up. Quick update from him on the whole federal reports, demonizing patriots and more. Stuart Rhodes founded Oath Keepers. That's coming up this weekend. We were talking during the break. He was saying, yeah, it really is starting to come to a head. I want to make sure this doesn't turn into riots and a shooting war. And watching CNN try to start physical fights with people, watching Anderson Cooper calling the people horrible sexual expletives. I can't believe I'm seeing this on CNN and MSNBC. They're trying to energize it to make it a left-right fight. Because, again, 98%, 99% in all the polls are against the banker takeover. They want to make it about Republicans and George Bush. It's like 20, 30% to automatically divide and conquer. And it's so obvious, we got to get that message out to people. But I have heard, quote, liberals calling into Air America and stuff going, no, there's a lot of us out here. So the left at first was trying to make this a fight, but now they're failing. And that's the good news is, with every successive month that follows, more and more people wake up to the two-puppet system. So, Stuart, again, you say this is coming to a head.
Absolutely. I think that their attack on veterans is an indication of their fear. But here's the thing, is we're just not Germany. Our oath was not to the Fuhrer. So they can't demonize people who are going to who are going to stand by the Constitution. Our oath was to the Constitution, and it's not Russia or China. We're not Russian and Chinese peasants either. This is America. We've got a heritage of defeating any tyrant that tries to put his boot on the back of our neck. I don't care if it's a left boot or a right boot. We're not going to have a boot on the back of our neck. And so that's where we're meeting on the green, folks. If anyone wants to come, you're welcome to come. You don't have to be a veteran. We would like to have a strong showing. We need boots on the ground on the green. So just get there April 19th, 12 noon, high noon. We'll be standing on the green, and we'll renew our oaths or take it for the first time. And it's a very important stand, a very important statement, I believe. And we're going to send our Declaration of Orders. We're going to send that to the White House and to the Congress and the Senate and to every state legislature, too, after we do this. We're going to sign our names on that paper and say, here we are.
All right. Well, we salute you, and we appreciate you. Stuart Rhodes, and I can't wait to see the video that my guys shoot up there with you. So God bless you and take care, and I'll give Napolitano your number.
Thanks, sir.
The good Napolitano, the Judge Napolitano, not the head of Homeland Security that says, yeah, the veterans are terrorists. And that means you too, the police, folks. I told you, you're the first ones they're going to go after with the attack pattern I've been seeing. So when we come back, I'm going to play Krista Berg's Revolution, and then we're going to get into the latest developments, big breaking news, on these MIAC reports and more, some key angles we haven't gotten into yet that people need to understand that nobody is pointing out. And then we'll go back to your phone calls, and Judge Napolitano is scheduled for the show. Before I end this hour, I want to encourage listeners and viewers again to not procrastinate and get in the info war. And shattering the left-right paradigm, I keep harping on that, is the absolute key. My film, The Obama Deception, in the first 5 minutes of the 113-minute film, it instantly shatters the paradigm and shows you that the same people that ran Bush run Obama, that Obama has lied about everything he said he would do, about hiring lobbyists and ending the wars and not spying on the American people and shutting down the FEMA camps, shutting down the torture camps. It's now even Oberman's having to come out against him and say, no, he lied. It's worse than Bush. Bush tripled government we thought was impossible. We railed against him, but as a puppet. And then Obama is going to double what Bush did in 1 year. In 1 year. So it is just, and then he says he's going to balance the budget. I mean, just complete lies. The arrogance of the lies. The taking all these good people who believed in him, who thought they were repudiating Bush, not knowing they just put a new fresh horse into the race. and that it was a total setup. Infowars.com to get the Obama deception on hard copy, the highest quality DVD, or watch it in super high quality right now and burn it to DivX and give to folks at PrisonPlanet.tv, the newly designed PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
Sign.
right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. More of your phone calls coming up. Judge Napolitano is scheduled to pop in later. He's on Fox News right now with some breaking thing. I've got this breaking news. It's a point I've been thinking about the last few days, but I've thought about it more and more and how important it is to illustrate things. So I'm going to be going over some new developments with all these federal and state reports written by the feds coming up after this quick break. And then, I know we have loaded phones, and we're going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Frank, Dino, Rachel, Cheryl, Lisa, and others will be getting directly to your calls after this break. Don't forget, we're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 4 hours straight, Central Standard Time. Then I come back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated Sunday show. And you can listen how you want, when you want, where you want on your MP3 or iPod device by going to Infowars.com and clicking the Listen page. And over 135,000 people a day download the free show right there and growing. So if you haven't subscribed, check it out. It's free.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, got 52 minutes left in this live Thursday transmission. I tell you, these days just go by like they're minutes now. How do you slow things down? It is the 16th day, of course, the day after tax day, where you pay the private Federal Reserve. See, Americans, a lot of them think this is for the infrastructure. All the income tax goes to private offshore banks, always has. Now they're just massively increasing the amount of money that goes to them for the pleasure of using our own money. It's a total bait-and-switch fraud like everything else in this society. All right, here is the breaking news. Then I'm going to your phone calls. National Security Watch, 60 right-wing terror plots foiled. Now, notice this is all coming out right at one time. When Dick Cheney wanted to come out in 2004 and say, there will guaranteed be a nuke attack by the time of the election. You must vote for George Bush. This is the publication he used to put that propaganda out. Okay. So National Security Watch, 60 right-wing terror plots foiled in the 10 years since the 95 Oklahoma City bombing. Killed 168 people. By the way, that was a federal bombing. We've proven that. Roughly 60 right-wing terrorist plots have been uncovered in the United States, according to an upcoming report by the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project. In Oklahoma City, it was the Southern Poverty Law Center running the white supremacist compound. They didn't just infiltrate it, they ran the whole thing. And it turned out McVeigh was the government operative they set up. That's come out in declassified government documents. So a very nasty organization, to say the least. You know, they always catch firefighters setting fires. You know, it's that same thing. Or Department of Homeland Security groups that are, quote, anti-child molestation. It keeps turning out they're child molesters. Southern Poverty Law Center running the white supremacist operations. Kind of like we had the Bum Steer Award in Texas Monthly went to the FBI and back in the late 90s for creating fake Klan groups and trying to get them to carry out terror attacks. I mean, they don't just go out and find a Klan group and try to sting them. No. They try to get them to carry it out. The plots, all foiled by law enforcement, reportedly included violent plans by anti-government militia groups, racist skinhead organizations, and Ku Klux Klan members. And they even cite admitted staged events, by the way, to use various types of chemical bombs and other weapons. The plots demonstrate the Department of Homeland Security still needs to closely monitor right-wing groups, says Heidi Barrick. That was the lady that talked to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and said, within hours, the alleged cop shooter, he visited Infowars.com. And then it's in the newspaper that the guy loved me. And then later the newspaper and everybody have to write other articles saying, actually, he was attacking Alex because Alex doesn't get into race. Hundreds and hundreds of sites he visited, including CNN and Fox. They've now released that. But they're me. Why? Because I exposed their game. That's why the Southern Poverty Law Center hates my guts. Hey, I'm sorry you founded a white supremacist organization that the police reported was planning to bomb OKC, and then we got the federal documents and had the lawyers on about that. I mean, I understand you're not too proud of what you're involved in, and it's kind of your business to claim you're fighting extremists, so, you know, needs to be a threat out there for you to exist. We understand. It's just we understand you're very sick, and we understand that we know that you know that we know that you're aware that we can bring you down. Because the kryptonite to bring down you, Mr. Bizarro, Southern Poverty Law Center, Bizarro's kryptonite is the fact that the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and others have been caught over and over again running white supremacist groups and other groups as a pretext to violate the Bill of Rights Constitution, to point at the Nazis and others and then try to restrict the internet and freedom of speech and other things. It's come out in mainstream news, London Guardian and others, that all the major German white supremacist groups that are firebombing Turks and others, killing them, turned out were German intelligence. We understand how you operate. We understand how you operate. Don't worry. We're on to you. Just like German intelligence, Andreas Strassmeier was your agent heading up Elohim City with McVeigh. German intelligence, and that's now come out. Oh, we're on to you, Mr. Deese. And so that's why your slander trying to connect me to these people isn't going to work. The plots demonstrate the Department of Homeland Security still needs to closely monitor right-wing groups, says Heidi Barrich with the Intelligence Project, which I have a copy of. They even have Lou Dobbs in here saying he's basically a white supremacist. Because he talks about the New World Order when they announce they're setting up a world government, he'll talk about it. So you stick him in here next to Nazis. How many of these Nazi groups do you run, Southern Poverty Law Center? How many of these guys? Because I've been out to protest the Nazis in Austin, and I guarantee you that these aren't Nazis. And then they just caught them, what, last year in Miami and other areas? It was in the major newspapers. It was in the Orlando newspaper that the head of the white supremacist rally was FBI. I mean, my God, we're so tired of your Nazis. We're just really sick of you. Anyways, but see, that's a perfect way for you to hide, though. She is the anti-Nazi group. Oh, you people are sick. He goes on, the DHS report listed radical leftist groups such as the Animal Liberation Front and Earth Liberation Front, which have both involved numerous arson cases, but nonviolent right-wing militia and skinhead groups. And it's talking about how it's such a big deal that the DHS report has come out. Okay, let's stop right there, and that brings me to my next point. And I want Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson listening right now. I need a big report from both of you on this from different angles, whatever your perspective is. But remember, we put out the flyer in the late 90s that the FBI was putting out with the FBI's phone number saying, those that make frequent references, in fact, punch it up on screen, just type in constitutional terrorist and it'll come up. And when we put that report out, then we got all these other internal state police reports, federal marshal reports that they sent us, where people that have organic gardens, people that protest animal testing, people that protest nuclear reactors, people that protest anything. It's turned out they're spying on bike riding groups that want more rights for people to have, you know, bike lanes, and anti-death penalty groups are being listed as terrorists with no violence in their past. And Michael Moore in Fahrenheit 9/11 shows, you know, a little peace group baking cookies and they've got, you know, the police spying on them. And it came out Army intelligence was spying on us back in November at the End the Fed protest saying, watch out, the terrorists may attack you. Don't let them know you're military. And then the military leaked this to us because they're upset about it. But the media doesn't want to hype that part. They hype only certain parts of the reports because they want to make this a left-right thing. They want to announce, oh, all the Tea Party protesters are terrorists and they're right-wingers. And then all the leftists go, oh, my God, well, I'm not with those right-wing Nazi terrorists. I must be for the bailout and the foreign banks taking over. See how they play those games. Now they've divided the public in half. And then remember that back under Bush, it was in Alabama, it was in Tennessee, libertarians and liberal groups, and you can Google those stories, libertarians listed in, you know, state police report, and you can pull those up where libertarians and liberals were being listed under Bush. But really what was happening, and I'm starting to think this is getting leaked on purpose in some cases, that I would actually get the full report, and it would have right-wing, left-wing, everybody in there. But when it was Bush, they would talk about, oh, it's Bush doesn't like the left wing and says they're terrorists. And then now that Obama's in, they're putting out reports saying basically everybody's a terrorist. But the reports that get the attention, because there's a bunch of these reports, just in Missouri alone, there were dozens of them, the feds wrote and put out. But now we have the national reports. They're talking about the right wing and the returning troops and gun owners. So then everybody can protest and demonstrate and the Republicans can act like they're anti-establishment and get all the anti-establishment support and soak it up under their control because they're controlled opposition. See, they want you inside the Republican or Democratic parties because they control both of those. And then when a Republican gets in power, the reports will be put out about how the Democrats are terrorists and the Democrats will all feel radical and cutting edge and, oh, the Democrats, I guess, are anti-establishment. Look, we're being listed. When meanwhile, I walked in this morning and had the idea to talk about this because I've been thinking about it the last few days, and I said, there's one of the original reports in 99 out of Phoenix, Arizona. Show them the back where it says, those that make references to the Constitution are terrorists, and then it lists right-wing and left-wing. It shows them all there. Yeah, zoom in on that. Common law, it says defenders of U.S. Constitution against federal government and U.N. super patriots, groups of individuals engaged in paramilitary training, they call that target shooting. It talks about black separatist, mixes that in with KKK. So they go after everybody here. Common law, movement participants, and it says, refuse to identify themselves, make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution. And it's just like people at these illegal checkpoints go, well, you're stopping all the cars. You don't have Fourth Amendment probable cause. They'll just beat you up now. These videos come out every week now. See, because the cops have been taught, oh, my God, I got a cop killing terrorists right here. He's saying that, you know, a checkpoint isn't American. Yeah, it's Nazi Germany. It's not freedom. Pull it back up because I want to show people. Then over there they've got single issue. And they say urban riot agitators. Those are usually cops. They just got caught in Denver last year, Denver Post. Cops attacking other cops and staged an event for the media to demonize the protesters. They've got these groups are going to use nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. That lone individuals are terrorists. They've got animal rights. They're terrorists. It just goes on and on. And so they go after everybody here. That's what's really happening. So when we get back, we issued a quick Google this morning. In minutes, they had this for me. All these other reports. And guess what? We got the PDF files code. This big report they're making a big deal out of that Obama just put out. It was originally written in 97. It just had the cops' killings in Pennsylvania added last week.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months. And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. genetics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Okay, this happens all the time. Judge Napolitano works for Fox. He's invited me on his show countless times. I'm going to be back on his show many times. He's going to be back on with us next week. He had to go on Fox today. No big deal, because I want to go to your phone calls and cover a bunch of other news and some breaking news we've got as well. But finishing up right now with the new information about all these federal reports demonizing American people. Don't you see the genius of it? By making it about right-wing extremists, it now intimidates anybody to think being against the corrupt banker bailout is right-wing and tied in with shooting people and dead cops and white supremacists. That's what the media is doing. Just totally ridiculous. And so it gets the whole focus off the bankers, the takeover, the collapsing economy, into let's look at the American people that criticize this. They're radical and dangerous and bad. You don't want to get on a list. Sit down and shut up. But it also seduces the left, who was against the secret police reports and being spied on under Bush, and they were doing it left-wing and right-wing and everybody in between, to like, yeah, we need to watch these people. They're dangerous. Just like the phony right-wing was all for secret police, secret torture, a million-plus dead Iraqis, all the things that happened in 8 years under Bush the Democrats went along with. So we Googled, well, first off, if you go to the PDF file of this latest federal report that came out that's gotten all of the attention, the one that we called Sunday and confirmed was real. It was on a few websites, people going, is it real? I don't know. Well, I mean, I read it and said, oh, this is real. And then I called the feds and they admitted it was real. And we put the report out Sunday night and then it got big. But 1A-0257-09, classified for official use, unclassified or official use only. This report, I knew I'd read pieces of in other reports. That's how I knew it was real. And then we called and confirmed it. Now the Homeland Security admits it and backs it up and says they support it on record. Because I'd read all of this back under Bush. And I didn't think to go Google and pull up those old reports. We've now done that today. But if you look at the file itself in the Adobe Acrobat Reader, like maybe you guys can punch this up on screen. This document was originally created in 2007 about the returning troops. And I've seen that in other documents. And the police are on record, you know, with these headlines. Military training police to deal with IEDs or exploding bombs on the sides of roads. So you can see that was created January 23rd, 2007. It was published at 1:32 p.m. And then it was modified April 7, 2009. They only added a few paragraphs in there. Okay? So this report came out under George Bush. People could say, well, we don't have the old report. Well, yeah, we do. Yes, we do. This is the Federal Bureau of Investigation Intelligence Assessment. This is the Federal Bureau of Intelligence Assessment, but they now have that as a subunit under Homeland Security, here on the final page, with the National Infrastructure Coordinating Center. You call one number, it's them. You call the other number, it's the FBI, as I did last Sunday night. And you see this right here? You see this right here? The Office of the Intelligence and Analysis Center Assessment, a division of the FBI. Well, what do we have here? From July 7, 2008. There's a whole bunch of these. These are all over the web. These have been out. We've always been covering these. Why did they decide to give it attention now? To polarize things left-right. And this basically says the same thing. Anybody who's pro-gun is basically a white supremacist, and they're going to, the military is coming back, and they're going to kill everybody. And I knew I had read much of what was in the new report, which was, we now learn, old. So, again, this is what George Bush was putting out. And they're saying now, when we were talking to Napolitano, the breaking news, and who knows if this is going to come out right now, is that George Bush is about to release more Homeland Security documents, probably saying, oh, yes, I'm worried about right-wingers, too, to give Obama cover. Kind of like Bush Sr. came out and badmouthed the NRA that time and said he was getting rid of his membership. You know, they pile on against the American people from time to time. Now, here is the Council on Foreign Relations that really runs the policy of the government, 4,000, almost 5,000 members, militant extremists in the United States. And this is a report, April 21st, 2008. And it's types of domestic terrorism. It says the Southern Poverty Law Centers, who compiled it for them. And it's got left-wing and right-wing terrorism, right-wing domestic terrorism. See, so what's happened is everybody's focusing in on one little report. The entire American people are basically listed as terrorists in this. And if they announced it like that, we'd all come together and say, this is police state, this is Nazi Germany, we're against it. But if they only make it about one group, like Hitler did with the Jews, see, oh, it's just the conservatives. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Your calls right now.
She don't want me. So that I need it, yeah.
I just want to add a final point. Previously, people were called leaders or statesmen. And they were judged by, were they keeping the man, the tyrants off people's backs? Were they allowing property rights and freedom? It wasn't a left-right debate. It was tyranny versus liberty. That was always the discussion. So they gave us the false political paradigm so they could break down our society and control us. Politicians at the mid-level and higher level are there to lie and deceive and to continually trick the people into never getting control of their society again. They are there to keep the elites in power. They are there for the upper class to wage war against the middle class and the working class. And they write textbooks on it, and they brag about it all day, and that's why Rick Perry's coming out to be the Tea Party leader, and you know they want to make it Republican so that they can manage dissent and then play it off against the left. It's the two parties teamed up against the people. Two wings on the same bird of prey. Instead of looking at the wings all day, let's talk about the head, the beak, the guts of this thing, its mind, its eyes, what it believes, what this bird does. This is tyranny. This is a group of polycentric plutocrats, financiers. This is what globalism is. They've now announced a bank of the world, a world government that will set your interest rates and the currency rates and that will set taxes worldwide and have an army and a global regulatory system through the IMF, the World Bank, the OECD, the Exim Bank, the World Trade Organization, The Hague and the Netherlands. It's here, and they're now announcing, we want a new world order. It's the banks that engineered the collapse ruling you with you paying a carbon tax to them. And that's why they've engineered the financial collapse by design. And they're bragging about it. And for decades, while they were building this, they said it didn't exist. And then exactly what we said they were going to unveil is what they've now unveiled. Because we were reading Trilateral Commission and CFR documents. I mean, the CFR came out last year and admitted they're doing chemtrail spraying, altering the atmosphere. Well, I don't need the CFR to tell me they're doing that. Suddenly, you look at the jet trails. They don't fade out in 30 seconds anymore. They hang there for hours and create whole cloud banks. And I interview the father of weather weapons. And, you know, we talk about all that. And then now they admit they're manipulating our atmosphere. But they say it's secret. Folks, what we know is off the chart crazy. Imagine what we don't know. People say, well, if just 10% of what Alex says is true, we're in deep trouble. Folks, it's 100% and then some. I mean, in every case, it turns out being worse than I first thought. Because truth is strange, ladies and gentlemen. And I go back to what I said earlier, and I keep bringing this up because it's one of the well-known cases. They took 4,000-plus U.S. foster children from the 40s to the early 60s, put them in radiation chambers to test radiation on them and killed them. Now, if 40 years ago, they had government people ready to assembly line kill kids, what are you doing trusting their vaccines? What are you doing trusting anything these criminals say? They're eugenicists. They believe in destroying economies. They want to hurt us. They believe we're living too well. They're Malthusian. They say they are. So I made my point. We need to get it out that the Tea Parties aren't left-wing or right-wing. They're populist against the corrupt bankers. They're against crime. They're anti-corruption. That's what the bankers are, who are taking the crisis they've created and leveraging it into total control. And that these memos and documents are spying on mainline churches, mainline liberal groups, mainline conservative groups, libertarians. And that it's being done across the board. And that all the powers, the Patriot Act and the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner Defense Authorization and PDD 51, it's all being used against the American people. We told you that was what it was being set up for. The whole attack pattern, the whole architecture of the federalization of police, all of this was meant for the general public. They said it was. And I kept screaming bloody murder, and now they're unveiling it and conditioning you to get ready to have literal secret police on your street corners telling you what to do. And they got armies of them, CIA, FBI recruiting ads everywhere. They're tripling the size of the ground force of the CIA, turning them loose on the cities of America. We've got our own Stasi now. And all these other agencies and groups, I mean, but it doesn't intimidate me. It makes me want to fight back. It makes me go, you know what, you criminals? We're not going to let foreign bankers set up secret police and then intimidate us to shut up. We're going to take this country back and bring you to justice. And you know what? So this doesn't happen again in this country. We need to go ahead and arrest these people that have violated the law, even their servants. Need to have grand juries indict you. Need to send your ass to prison. Excuse my French there. because this isn't a game, folks. Putting congressmen they don't like on no-fly list, and they can't get off. And they got over 1,100,000 Americans on it. They've had federal marshals quit and say they're ordered to put innocent people on these. Now they're talking about if you haven't paid your taxes, they're going to turn your driver's license off. And they got scanners that are scanning your license plate, knowing if your insurance and your driver's license is up to date. You're like, oh, good, stop the illegal aliens. Uh-uh, that's for you. That's for the American people. This system is coming out right now. All designed by the Pentagon. Okay, let's go ahead and take calls here. Let's talk to Rachel in California. You're on the air, Rachel. Hello, Rachel. Yes.
Hi. I just had one quick comment and then a question about Obama. My comment is, have you ever seen the movie Changeling with Angelina Jolie?
No, I'm not a big fan of her.
I'm not either, but that movie it's based on a true story. It's really good. John Malkovich is in it, and his character reminds me of you totally. And I just want to recommend that you see that movie because
by not being a big fan of Angelina Jolie, I just not into video game remake movies and stuff.
Well, no, it's a true story.
No. I know. I just wanted to be specific. I happen to know that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, I talked to two people in Hollywood, are all into this stuff. But I was told that 5 years ago, and then separately, I see her part of the CFR pushing all this, so it's really weird. But what is Changeling about?
It's about the chicken coop murders in California back in the 1930s, I believe, and the really corrupt LAPD, and It's right up your alley. it's amazing.
Interesting. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah. And my question about Obama is you said a few months back something. I don't know the exact quote. I was wondering if you could tell me the exact quote that he said something about older people shouldn't get, they're not supposed to get better, or there's something about health care. They're not supposed to. There's like.
Let me think of the. There was a bunch of articles. Let me think of the best one. Google, guys, Dr. Obama Bloomberg, and they have quotes in there by the guy he was going to have head up Health and Human Services, who's bought and paid for by the big insurance companies, but he's the liberal with left cover, so it's okay, the senator from the Dakotas, Tom Daschle, who then had to step down for not paying taxes and having free limos and things, given to him as part of money laundering. And in his book, and he was the architect of the current bill, he said, look, if you're going blind, you're supposed to go blind. If you're old, you're supposed to die. And we want the British model of rationing. And so I pulled up Bloomberg that had the quotes. Says here's Daschle says, healthcare reform will not be pain-free. Services should be more accepting. Printed for me. I can't read it across the room with that small print. Print me that Bloomberg article. But also show them a headline for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. So we can. That's what I love about this being TV, too. I don't just read the headline. They can just, boom, slap it up there, and you can read it. So in the stimulus package, they got the socialized health care passed to federalize it. And so you're going to get like an aspirin for a heart attack. And you're going to get Prozac if your back's broken. I mean, this is what they do to the troops at the VA. Yeah, ruin your health with the Obama stimulus plan, Betsy McCauley. There was another one about Dr. Obama. Maybe that was the Wall Street Journal. But it says in there with their bioethicist boards that, yeah, I mean, I've seen Tony Blair on the House of Commons. I mean, it's not just in their documents. When he was prime minister in England, admit you have to wait 18 months for brain surgery for a tumor that's operable but kills you in 6 months. And they look at it and do an average, and if you're above 45, they just say, sorry, you're dead. And so the British with money fly over here. And so that's how it works. You get it's like having the worst HMO. It's like buying that insurance that doesn't work anywhere. And then it also has the federal computers telling the doctors what tests they can give. So it's the insurance companies running everything. And then their socialism will be taking all our tax money, giving it to private insurance companies to rape us. So there you have it. Does that answer your question, Rachel?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you go. Go to the next caller. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Cheryl in Winnipeg. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. It's been about 3 weeks and since I've started listening to you, and I finally got the nerve to call you. I thought maybe you'd like a Canadian perspective on the world order. Perhaps
sure.
You guys should know what's going on over here.
The Queen publicly announced she rules Parliament. When Parliament didn't follow her order, she activated the Governor General and completely rules everything.
Oh, whatever. Her head's on her money. I mean, there you go.
No, I know, but then the Canadians are in denial. They go, oh, no, she doesn't. I go, oh, here's Reuters with her ruling you. Oh, I know, but we need to be ruled. I mean, it's the Queen's good. I like her. Anyways, go ahead.
Denial is way farther than that, sir. I'll give you an idea of where I live. Winnipeg is a really, really small place. We're the center of the country and the center of the continent. And here we have a level 5 virology lab and NORAD. In our city limits.
No, I know. They've already merged your military. People say Canada won't be taken over. Canada's already merged into NORTHCOM. The North American Union's already set up. November 24th, 2005, all publicly announced. The documents are all public. And general public just sucks their thumb and giggles and gobbles more Prozac.
Well, it's because everything is just operating fine here. We don't have a big economic thing happening here. It's a little bit, but your president came here and told us we're doing okay. We're doing better than you guys, they say. So, but we have a division of the FBI on our streets. We have a division of the DEA on our streets.
You're already completely merged. It's total integration, and they got to integrate us with Mexico, so they got to collapse it first. They know the drug war is what's causing all the violence and death. They have a total gun ban down there, but their answer is keep the drug war going. We have double the cocaine, triple the heroin than we had 15 years ago, more people in prison than ever, total carnage, and their answer is keep prohibition going. It sure helped the mafia triple in size in the U.S. They're in prohibition. Well, keep it going forever. Forever. It's wonderful because they know the breakdown of society gives them more control.
Well, let me tell you, see, something that you've been saying as of recent has been bothering me, and we don't have a total gun ban. We have an Aboriginal population that is huge, and they have inherent rights to hold guns.
No, I wasn't saying you have a total gun ban. I said they registered your guns and then began, banning about half of them the next year. Germany first got them registered and then restricted and now is moving to ban. And in Australia, England has a total gun ban. So you're midway through the steps.
Well, they're frightened of our Aboriginal population, and which brings me to what you've been saying. You've been predicting that there'll be more terrorist acts in your country. I believe you've got the right operation, but the wrong country, sir. They've got to get Canadians on board with this thing, so pick your city, you know? And that's what I think. And the G20 a few weeks ago or last week when you're talking about it, what they're speaking about, I believe, is the weaponization of space. Because
that's
not
part
talking
of it.
About it anymore.
No, that's part of it, and I appreciate your call. They're also having another G20. And they're already issuing the new global currency. It's just bank to bank. It's digital transfers, the quantitative easing. They admit there's already a global currency. And China and others, New York Times reported, are beginning to dump the dollar. And all we've got left is the dollar, folks. When it's gone, then the hyperinflation starts. Right now we're in a depression, but there's been 12.8 trillion. That's the entire GDP. Imagine if they gave 12.8 trillion. $8 trillion would have paid off all the mortgages in the country. Not just bad mortgages, all the mortgages in the country paid off. $12.8 trillion went to offshore bankers. But notice you're not seeing inflation. You're seeing deflation. But then in a year, two, all the economists agree, then it's going to just explode. But right now they got to keep inflation down so that money has value for the private banking families to buy up real assets. And then when they're done, they're going to drop the hammer. And it is going to be devastating. Most people listening right now are middle class, will be destitute and poor for the rest of your lives, just like Iceland, just like Argentina, in the IMF and World Bank documents. The greatest form of bondage is just to make you totally poor. And then they'll put little liberal and conservative puppets up in front of you all day and get you all obsessed with that while they just keep punching you, bragging about it. Let's go ahead and take another call. Lisa, you're on the air from Ohio. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm kind of new at this game, but I live in the city of Cincinnati. And over the weekend and earlier in the week, we were having a problem with our broadcast stations being butted in on. And it wasn't the normal emergency broadcast system test. This happened to me Saturday night when I was watching the Ten Commandments. And a blue screen come up with a white circle in it, with a blue circle in the middle of that, and some numbers on it. Monday night, they interrupted the Cincinnati Reds game, and it went to a totally different TV show. And then the next day, the broadcasters for the Reds were talking about it on the radio and saying it won't happen on the radio. And Marty Brenneman and Morton said that, and he got interrupted.
Really, right when he was saying it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what's going on. Let me tell you, then I'll hold you over. This is very important. Before, they said in the 50s, okay, the Russians are going to nuke us. By law, there's these big, powerful shortwave stations, and then there'll be an AM and FM repeater, and during an emergency broadcast alert, one big station per city, everybody is ordered to then dial over to that of a nuke is hit or whatever. Then they said, oh, Amber Alert 96, they kidnapped a girl. We got to put billboards up everywhere and be able to dial in with the EAS system. It's in all radio and TV at the transmitter site. Everything is wired, lastly, through it, and then with special transmitter couplers, where it would take a day to even get a transmission out without it. So FEMA is in between all the radio, TV, cable, and the last line. And then they, because I've worked at stations, I remember I was at 1260 filling in for some local hosts there on top of my syndicated show. They were carrying my syndicated over there if they went to sports here in Austin. And I was talking to their engineer, and he's going, hey, look at this. They're telling us in the next few years, this is 4 years ago, they're going to start just taking government time whenever they want and overriding us. So it's coming.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in full.
You know, it's pretty simple.
And time keeps
the military likes to take things over, run covert operations. They always take over countries they get big in. Private banks own them. NORTHCOM's in control of the U.S. Sunshine Project got declassified documents in 2000. Every major city has warehouses with helicopters with nerve gas and opiate knockout gases. This is mainstream news. This is Congress has this to spray the American people, and the non-lethal spray they were saying would kill like 10% of the cities because it'll cause fires, wrecks, and instantly knocks you out. So they got helicopters ready. I mean, these people are criminals, folks. That's why they're so arrogant. The only way this can be stopped is if the police and military wake up, and that's why they're the main threat in all these MIAC reports. That's why there will be a purge of you first. After they march you out to have war with us, then you're going to wake up, then they're going to kill you. And I know you're not going to listen until it happens, so have it your way, fine. You want to be slave to foreign bankers? I mean, you want to happen when it happened in Russia? Then we're going to go back to Lisa in a minute, last caller we have time for, but Burmese will be back live at 9 to midnight. I may pop in again. My solar backup, a lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid. Here's a good way to do just that, a solar power generator. It's not controlled by FEMA or their EAS takeover system yet. They have their power source 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster. Power source 1,800, power plant, high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity through its battery system. And the solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect for emergency backup in troubled times. Get off the grid, folks. MySolarBackup.com is a good way to start. MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. And last but not least, before we go back to this final caller, Pepperspray.com, they have got the best prices on self-defense, folks. And if you're not going to get your daughter or wife a gun and training to protect themselves from all the crime that's expanding, at least get them a taser. And, Lord, at least get them a stun gun or some high-powered pepper spray. They got great prices. Pepperspray.com. Pepper spray of all kinds of strengths. Stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms. 800-908-9988. 800-908-9988. That's pepperspray.com. 1-800-908-9988. Thanks to our sponsors also for making this show possible. We really appreciate them. We appreciate listeners continuing to spread the word about the show. That's how we continue to reach more and more people. Okay, Lisa, I could talk for 10 hours about this. They're now telling broadcasters, oh, the government's going to pop in with announcements from time to time. And it's, oh, there's a tornado coming with the locals. Or, oh, a girl in another state got kidnapped. An old woman's driving a black El Camino this year. You know, and you see billboards. You know, there's an Alzheimer's patient from Dallas. You see this in Austin driving down 290 right here. But then you suddenly see, oh, 1-800-REPORT-TERROR. Oh, 1-800-REPORT-GUNS. And then your carpet cleaner is at your house and sees a gun case and thinks they're illegal because, you know, they watch TV shows based in New York where guns are illegal. And then they call the cops on you. And the cops are, well, they're not illegal, but you got 10 guns. We're going to go ahead and arrest you. Oh, you resisted. Hey, now you're charged with resisting. This is happening more and more. But all the police aren't evil, so they're trying. Lisa, does that answer your question?
Yeah, because some of our local morning radio hosts were concerned about it. And I guess they did a little digging and were told that some foreign countries were breaking in on our broadcast system.
Oh, my God. This is huge. They, I saw a blurb. Yeah. It's not China. It's not Russia. They're trying to pass a bill for the feds to take over the Internet. And Senator Rockefeller said they want to get rid of the web. So they're claiming the power to kill the web. That's New York Times, to save it. And what town are you in Ohio?
Cincinnati.
I was thinking that during the break that they were going to say it was the Chinese or something, and that it wasn't EAS. Man, that's EAS. That's FEMA. All right. God bless you. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. Back to 99 Midnight Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key.
Infowars.com.
Do you have your own bread? You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.